generation of our young men. Catastrophic loss of life. On that note, I'm going to be leaving you in a few minutes after an almost absurd week in the world of politics. Nice to talk about the stuff and nonsense of leadership battles rather than the loss of life. And I'm going to leave you in the very capable hands of Mr.
That was almost
John
a
Holmes.
Jeremy Vine level gear change you performed
was that?
There.
Did, Jeremy Vine you know, level? You know, I take that as a compliment.
Oh, do! Because on his Radio 2 show, Jeremy Vine, when he segues yes. from a serious story like that you were talking about with the Somme, into a light-hearted moment, he drops his he raises or drops his voice several octaves.
Well, I've always remembered it from this morning on ITV this morning when the Richard and Judy would say, "And now testicular cancer."
Exactly. Yeah, madly. they just go, "And a very serious day because of the services."
I will not have a word said against the madly.
Can I just say, Westminster Abbey and Richard Madeley.
Here's my big question for you tonight. Are you supporting Wales tonight?
In what?
Oh, for goodness sake, in the football.
Oh, yeah, if you like. Who are they playing?
Oh, I give up on you. Give up on you. What's going on in your show, man?
Not that. So there will be there'll be a man in a lift. That's something to look forward to, isn't it? He'll be reading out the haters' texts and tweets, of course.
Is he supporting Wales?
I don't know.
I'm supporting Wales tonight. I'm not supporting Wales and Iceland.
Who are Wales playing Iceland?
No, they're not playing Iceland.
Who are they playing?
Is it Belgium?
I don't know.
Belgium
I'm asking
tonight,
you. You came across all experts.
I'm just supporting Wales because they're the last of the home nations in the tournament.
Fine. Well, then I will as well. Right. If you will, I will.
We've got Con in the lift.
Yeah, he's reading out the haters' texts.
Condescending.
And tweeting condescending. That's exactly right. There's Lonely Lunch Club, of course. There's live music because we dragged another busker in on a Friday.
You're going to get arrested for that eventually.
Yes, they hate
Although, to be fair, it is raining, so he's probably quite pleased to be inside.
Yes, and we do give them some coin. So it's not like they're doing it for nothing.
Some coin. If you want to tune in for some coin being handed to poor men dragged in off
or
the
women.
Street.
Sexist.
Stay tuned for John Holmes this afternoon coming up after the 1 o'clock news. I'll be back with you at 10 o'clock on Monday morning. God knows what's going to happen next week in the world of politics. But
Or here.
Or indeed here with those poor buskers. They try to escape. This is Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Intelligent, organic entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Is your chili con carne more like chili con carnage? Your fondue more of a fondant? And is your falafel always a total falafel? Then you really need to listen to the recipe of the day on Talk Radio with Encona. This Saturday morning from 8, join Penny Smith and her special guest, top chef Barry Vera. Every week they'll be cooking and sampling a fresh and flavoursome new recipe that's guaranteed to give you kitchen kudos. The recipe of the day on Talk Radio in association with Encona. Banish the bland.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got some real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In July, we've got a real deal on a 25 kilogram bag of rugby cement for only £2.99 ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. We've got even more real deals and thousands of products in stock at selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the train go.
So the train stops and the doors open exactly where you're standing. You get the last free seat and you remember to pick up a free metro. Everything's working out suspiciously well. Maybe it's time to buy a lottery ticket, my friend. This could be your lucky day. Pick up a metro. Free every weekday morning.
This summer, I'm jetting off with Now TV to the most sizzling shows on earth, all with no contract. Whether I'm soaking up some sauce with MTV's X on the Beach, or basking in the brilliance of Billions with Damian Lewis in The Big Apple, I've got 11 channels that aren't on Freeview, and over 250 box sets to whisk me away to my favourite places. Big entertainment, no contract. NowTV.com. 18 plus UK only, content streamed to compatible device, full terms at nowtv.com.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Talk Radio.
Yeah, probably. It's just after 1 o'clock. Good afternoon. It's Friday and Victoria's got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Gove says he has no charisma while launching his bid to become PM. Thousands who died in the Battle of Somme are remembered 100 years on. And find out why Lindsay Lohan might be coming to Northamptonshire.
Talk Radio.
Michael Gove says he'd end the free movement of people in the EU and introduce an Australian-style immigration system if he becomes our next Prime Minister. In his first speech since announcing he wanted to replace David Cameron as Conservative leader, the Justice Secretary admitted he lacks charisma and also addressed his well-publicised U-turn.
I have to say, I never thought I'd be in this position. I did not want it. Indeed, I did almost everything I could not to be a candidate for the leadership of this party. I was so very reluctant because I know my limitations.
Leave campaigner Boris Johnson's been heckled outside his home after announcing he wouldn't be standing for the Tory leadership. This is what he had to say when he was asked if he felt betrayed by Mr. Gove.
I cannot, unfortunately, get on with doing what I wanted to do. So it'll be up to somebody else now. And I wish him every possible success.
The Chancellor's admitted there'll still be a budget deficit in 2020. George Osborne says the vote to leave the EU will cause a profound economic shock that means a surplus is no longer possible. The Shadow Chancellor says he expects there to be a Labour leadership contest in the next few days. But John McDonnell says he's confident his ally Jeremy Corbyn will be re-elected by the party's membership. Ceremonies have been taking place on both sides of the Channel this morning to mark 100 years since the beginning of the Battle of Somme. More than 19,000 British troops were killed on this day in 1916 in what was one of the bloodiest battles of World War I. Archbishop of Canterbury, Justin Welby, says it's difficult to think about what the troops went through.
It's simply there's too much sorrow, too much sense of why, looking down here at the Valley of the Somme and the troops who walked up from down the bottom there, German troops here who'd been shelled for 150 hours. You have to ask, what else can you do but weep?
Three detectives are facing misconduct proceedings over the handling of child abuse allegations against Lost Prophets singer Ian Watkins. The rocker was jailed for 29 years in 2013 for 13 sex offences, including the attempted rape of a fan's baby. The police watchdog's been investigating how the South Wales Force responded to reports and intelligence dating back to 2008, before his arrest in late 2012. Three second-hand water cannon bought for the UK's largest police force are going to be sold without ever being used. Boris Johnson backed buying them for £200,000, but their use was blocked by the Home Secretary. And Lindsay Lohan says she'd be happy to turn on Kettering's Christmas lights after the town's MP invited her to make up for what he called an offensive tweet. The actress...
are you talking about?
I was just about to say what I was talking about, okay. And then you interrupted.
Okay. Carry on.
From where I left off?
Yes.
So the actress asked where Kettering was while live tweeting about the EU referendum last week. She's now asked Philip Hollobone to get in touch about his offer. That's the offer of turning on the Christmas lights.
Oh, I see, right.
In Kettering.
Right. Great. Thanks, Victoria.
Could I do the weather now?
Oh, yeah. Right.
Talk Radio National Weather.
What's it like in Kettering?
I don't know specifically. I can come back to you on that.
Okay, fine.
But generally speaking, sunny spells and blustery showers, heavy thundery downpours are possible across northern parts of the UK. Highs of 20 degrees.
Look out there.
Yeah, in this part of the world, it is raining. As in lots of other places.
Right. Hey, look, it's Friday. Who's doing the sport today? Because Ben's had a baby,
yep.
Right? So he's
little Miles.
Okay, he's still off, isn't he? With that.
Yeah.
Still.
Yeah. Does he get paternity leave?
Yeah, he gets two
for
weeks.
How long? 2 weeks.
He's had 1 week.
That's generous, isn't it?
Well, is it?
Oh. So he's doing that. So who is it? Who's got the sport? Is it Toby or is it Dibble?
It's not Dibble.
Right, Alex
because
Dibble.
Because he's reporting.
Right.
It could be Pete Abbott or Toby Gillies.
Let's find out.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
Good afternoon, I'm Toby. It's the biggest game for Wales since 1958.
I'm out of all of them. Toby's the worst.
Yeah. Back then has told us it's time we moved on to the spirit of 2016. Wales face Belgium for the right to play Portugal in the Euro 2016 semi-finals tonight, live on Talk Sport. It's their second ever quarter-final in their second ever major tournament after a 1-0 loss to Pelé's Brazil in the World Cup 58 years ago. Cliff Jones, who played them, told us he can't wait.
The spirit of 58 is getting old now. We're all old and some of us not with us anymore. And it's time to move over for the spirit of 2016, and you are the boys who can go and do that and go out there and do it for Wales.
Crystal Palace have begun their transfer dealings early on the first day of the window. They've added Andros Townsend from Newcastle and a goalkeeper, Steve Mandanda from Marseille. Dwight Gale has gone to Newcastle. Manchester City have signed striker Nolito from Celta Vigo. And at Wimbledon today, rain has delayed the start of play. Stan Wawrinka is due on centre court under the roof. The Swiss plays Argentina's Juan Martín Del Potro. Later, Dan Evans of Britain will play Roger Federer.
Get on with
That's your latest sports news, powered by Talk Sport.
Good. 7 minutes past 1 o'clock. Let's get on with some sort of afternoon programme or something.
Talk Radio. On the 12th of July, it's Amazon Prime Day. The deals will be in town, out of town, on your travels, in your office, and even in your bed. They'll be in trains, trams, taxis, and from bus stops to rooftops. There'll be things you really want and really need. The 12th of July is Amazon Prime Day, Amazon's biggest day ever, and the deals are everywhere. Exclusively for Prime members. Amazon Prime is £79 per annum after a free trial for eligible customers. Cancel any time. See amazon.co.uk/prime for further information.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
Good afternoon then, and welcome indeed to your latest dose of Jeremy Corbyn and a sanitary towel. We'll be talking to Aidan momentarily about that dark few days. It's a book.
Yeah.
With Nigel Farage. Go back to medieval times. So, the pocketbook of boners. Good afternoon then, welcome along. If you're just joining us, you are listening to a compendium of schoolboy howlers and mistakes in the afternoons. I am John Holmes, and today on the programme, well, you could say good riddance if you were a Leave voter.
Yeah, I'm back.
In haikus, DJ Yingying.
Did he play piano?
Racist. There's been no All My Friends Are Dead Dinosaurs. What the F word Christ was that?
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk Radio.
When I am about to get on a journey that will twist the very fabric of nature.
So good afternoon then, this is Paul Hawksby and Andy Jacobs with you until 4 o'clock here on TalkSport, where this afternoon, coming up over the next 3 hours.
Coming up over the next 3 hours, we're in both camps ahead of Belgium versus Wales. Look back on Del Bosque era, and as the Spain boss steps down, get the story behind today's big transfer stories, and we'll chat to former England spinner Gary Swan.
All on the programme today. Swan. We'll also take your calls, emails, texts and tweets with Alan Partridge. What? What is this? It's up to us to go into plus the clips of the week. Martin Kellen has got a week of sport on television, and NBA star Dwayne Wade longs to be... Oh, right, hang on. Right, wait a minute. I see what's happened here. Right,
what's
happened here is I went to the printer and I picked up Hawksby and Jacobs' script for their show on Talk Sport, which they're doing now.
I wondered why I had lines.
Yeah. Like Denny. I don't know why I've picked it up off the printer by accident. And I don't... Oh. That means they've got my menu.
Hawksby
and Jacobs are now in there talking about Headline Hijack or something. Hang on, I'll just go back to the printer and I'll get my...
Okay, go and get yours. What am I supposed to... You present the show, Victoria.
No. You should, Cornelius.
Why? I can't.
You could talk about how you've worn the same jumper for 4 days
in a row. All right, that's not good. He's back.
I found it. It was. I just picked it. It was underneath that one.
Oh, good.
Right, here we go. Good afternoon, then, and welcome to what passes at a push for some sort of afternoon-type radio thing. I am almost certainly John Holmes, and this is Rupert FM. We'll be here till 4 o'clock, unless, of course, Michael Gove turns up and stabs us in the back. I mean, he might, given what's, you know, been happening over the last week. Literally anything is possible. I actually feel for Boris Johnson. I never thought I'd say this, But I do feel sorry for Boris Johnson. I mean, imagine being stabbed in the back by Michael Gove. I mean, for a start, you'd think you'd hear him coming, wouldn't you? Because of his weird skin sliding over his face. Probably makes a sort of slushing sound, doesn't it? Gove's sort of shifts, doesn't it? Like there's something underneath wanting to get out. I mean, quite apart from his politics, right? Don't you think Michael Gove's face flesh constantly looks like it's having a battle with itself over whether to remain or on or Brexit his skull? Don't you think? It's like it's trying to... Anyway, hello, it's Friday. Friday the 1st of Thing, an important anniversary day. Let us not forget that, of course. It was on the 1st of July, 1881, that the first ever long-distance telephone call was made. Yeah. And here we are, just 135 short years later, on a radio station that doesn't get any. Partly because, you know, it's got a ridiculous self-defeating premium rate number, but mostly because no one actually knows this radio station exists due to a woeful lack of investment in any kind of marketing strategy. Over to you, News Corp. So let's leap over the top and see what we'll be charging at in a futile manner today, then. Headline hijack. Your chance to take a run-up at Victoria's cockpit. She very much...
I wish you wouldn't use that turn of phrase.
Very much captains the news, of course, ordinarily keeping her cockpit locked. All you have to do is you'd have to do a coded knock for access. But at 2 o'clock, she opens it up to all and sundry. Come one, come all, as you're invited to get your made-up news story into the 2 p.m. news bulletin. All you got to do is make a news story up. That's it. It's a news lie. Make it up. Send it to us. You can find it then reported as actual fact in the news at 2 o'clock. That is Headline Hijack. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with anywhere you'd like.
There's also Lonely Lunch Club, of course, as we take another stroll together, my friend, in the hallowed corridors of the Tupperware Hall of Despair. If you're lunching alone, do get in touch with us. lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk is our email address. We will call you back. You know, because expensive. Do we have work experience punditry? It's not Barry, not Norman,
yes,
is it?
Yes, we do.
It's Kate today, isn't
Kate
it? Kate joins
films.
Us. Kate is in to look see at the weekend's film releases with her unpaid eyes. It's work experience punditry. There's the news in haikus. We go onto the streets to find out what the people think. Today, do they think mangoes or forklifts? If you're a hater, well, your luck's in, because later, Con, hello.
Hi.
We'll be in the lift here at Talk Radio, reading out the haters' texts and tweets as it travels downwards through the building. That's our feature called Condescending. The High Priest Vexen Le Crowley will be here with his thought for the day for Satanists. There's live music as we take a busker by the hand and lead him or her through the streets of London and bring them in here to play live for coin. Professor Stephen Hawking will also be along to tell us a joke, and we offer you guest action. Tony Hawks, the comedian, not the skateboarder, joins us to probably plug something or other in the thin guise of a chat. Ginger Dave is not producing possibly anything ever again due to his lackadaisical and carefree approach to BBC Radio 4 compliance forms. As broadcast is through the glass.
Yep.
Great. Chloe's on the buttons. Hello, Chloe.
Hello.
Victoria has got the news.
Yeah.
Paid intern Cornelius joins me in acting out the scene from Shakespeare's Julius Caesar, where Michael Gove stabs Boris Johnson in the back. Ready?
Yeah. Is it me?
No, I'll do this bit.
Okay.
That's fine. Yet in the number, I do know but one that unassailable holds on his rank. Unshaked of motion, and that I am he. Let me show it, even in this, that I was constant. Kimber should be banished, and constant do remain to keep him so. O Caesar, that's you now.
Hence wilt thou lift up Olympus?
O great Caesar!
Do not doth, Brutus, doth not Brutus bootless kneel?
Speak! Hands for me!
Et tu, Brute, then falls...
Brute.
Brute, then falls, Caesar, dies.
You have to die. Fall on the floor. Fall on the Liberty, freedom. Tyranny is dead. Run hence, proclaim. Cry it about the streets. Last week at Westminster there... on the radio. It's Talk Radio. It's weird today, isn't it? It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. It is. It is. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. Should we start with some music?
Yeah.
That's the Red Hot Chili Peppers, Johnny, Kick a Hole in the Sky. But why am I playing it on Talk Radio on a Friday afternoon? That is the question on the lips of the nation. And the question on that Cornelius is about to ask.
Why are you playing this song on the radio on a Friday afternoon?
Red Hot Chili Peppers, Johnny, Kick a Hole in the Sky.
Yeah, that one.
No, I'll tell you why. Because of today's big story that everybody is talking about, and you may well have seen it in the news today, it's that healing has been detected in the Antarctic ozone hole. You know, in the 80s, before you were born...
Yeah, I remember it.
There was a hole in the ozone layer. That was a thing. But now, thanks to us not spraying ourselves anymore with aerosols, and thanks to fridges not being like they used to be, the hole in the sky has now healed over. It's starting to heal over. That's the news. Oh. That is the news.
What good news.
Isn't it, though? And in a week of not good news, that's a little bit of good news, isn't
yes.
it?
Yes.
Which is why I mention it. And so what we need, of course, being Talk Radio, is to talk to an expert about the hole that's in the sky and the fact that it's being healed over. Now, Ask Broadcast, she's the assistant producer, is through the glass. Her job is to book us guests on the programme. Let's see how this is going to go. Hi, Cass! Ray of sunshine. Hi, Cass.
What do you want?
Could you book a guest, please, to talk about the healing that's been detected in the Antarctic ozone? Oh, because it's a bit of good news. In a week of turmoil.
A serious guest. Do you want to actually talk about it in a serious way?
Obviously. Okay. So get me an expert.
Get Johnny, who kicked the hole in the sky from that song.
Yes, because it's his fault.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, so I want an expert. I want a hole spurt. An expert on the hole. I want a hole spurt.
Get me. Saying that.
Okay. Can you get me? Yes. Good. Right. We'll talk to somebody about the hole in the sky next on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
We got entertainment and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio.
Okay. So just before your next morning commute, I'd like you to try something. Leave that smartphone in your pocket and grab a Metro. Because deep down, you know that you can do better than updating your apps. Rearranging your contacts, or lining up three red sweets so they go pop.
Sweet.
You've got all day at work for that. The commute is for Metro. Free every weekday morning.
It was 1965, and having failed to reach the bank in time to withdraw his money, John Adrian Shepherd went home and ran himself a bath. It was there, while lying in frustration and foam, that he invented the cash machine. Now that's smart. At Valent, we like thinking that really improves lives, which is why we've created new Green IQ smart heating. It combines our greenest technology with groundbreaking performance. Do something smart for yourself. Visit valentiq.co.uk.
See you later, love. Enjoy the game.
Will do.
Right, my time. Sport time. What's it going to be then? Riders, drivers, strikers, fast markets. Excellent. Are they going to score? 6-1. Dig fast. Bet fast.
Feel the excitement with 10bet. Kick off with a first deposit bonus of up to £200. Play at 10bet.co.uk. That's 10bet.co.uk.
5 or less as a deposit and bonus required. Minimum deposit £15. Please gamble responsibly.
All of us at QuickFit would like to say a big thank you. So with each promotional tyre you buy, we'll give you a spin of Jaffa's Wheel, where you could win 25% off aircon recharge, a free 40-point brake check, 20% off your service, and much more. So get down to your local QuickFit today. QuickFit, it's all about the service.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Leicestershire, the southbound A42 remains closed at junction 13 for Ashby de la Zouche due to a multi-vehicle accident causing congestion back to Castle Donington at junction 14. Long delays on the northbound M6 in Warwickshire, two lanes closed due to an accident between junctions 4 and 4A. It's also causing congestion on the M42 back to junction 6. In Worcestershire, the northbound M5 has a lane block due to a breakdown in the roadworks at junction 4A. I'm David Moore.
As you can see, it's a well-appointed pied-à-terre, ideally suited to a young couple, charmingly unfussy decor throughout, a stone's throw from the lively cosmopolitan nightlife scene with close proximity to local transport links.
Does it come with a roof?
No, it's what we call a fixer-upper.
Whether you're looking to own, rent, primp or pimp a pad, make sure you listen to Home Rule with Martin Roberts. He's the property professor who's slapping on his bricks and mortarboard to give you expert advice on achieving your dream home. Home Rule with Martin Roberts. Pick up the keys tomorrow morning from 11 on Talk Radio. Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon to you. It is Talk Radio on a Friday afternoon, and I am John Holmes. And before we talk to expert on the ozone hole, the hole spurt, let's take some of your reactions which are coming in. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
If you have a reaction, then we are grateful recipients of it. By all means, send any reaction you've got. If you've got some reactions lying around, maybe, you know, at the bottom, often, you know, when you open a box of reactions, you find, you know, you've used them all up, but then at the bottom there's some like reaction dust. Just gets to the bottom, doesn't it? So just tip that up and send it over to us, and we'll make good use of that. What's come in, Cornelius?
Lots coming in, John. Yeah. Boris said he'll just wait for whoever takes over to mess up leaving the EU and then sweep up the mess. Yeah. And at Brexit voter says that he wouldn't feel comfortable living next to a family of Ubergrants.
Thanks very much indeed. Your reactions welcome. Now, the big story. Is this healing has been detected in the Antarctic ozone hole. Now, if you are a child of the 80s, you may remember that this was a big thing. Back then, when we were told there was a hole in the ozone layer. In many ways, the precursor to the climate change warnings we've had since. There was a hole in the ozone layer. It was all the fault of fridges and deodorant or something. But it's healing. Because we stopped using fridges and deodorant, it's healing itself. That's the news today. On the line to discuss this, I have to say, Ask Podcast has surpassed herself. Yeah, I mean, normally, you know, her guest booking skills are, let's say, poor. But today, she's... Yeah, she would say it like that. She's only gone and got a man who discovered the ozone hole in the first place. He's called Jonathan Shanklin. He's a meteorologist. He's on the telephone. Hello, Jonathan.
Good afternoon.
How the hell are you?
I'm fine. Just on what you've just said, I hope people still are using fridges and deodorants, but they're just using them without the nasty chemicals in.
Yes, which is what happened, isn't it? So hang on. So you found the ozone hole in the 80s, is that right?
Yeah, it was a bit of an accident, really. We didn't mean to find it, but it was there in the data.
Yes.
And it sort of stared us in the face, so we managed to publish it in the top scientific journal, Nature.
Yeah.
And then the Americans went back to their spacecraft data and said, oh, yes, you're right. There's a hole covering the entire Antarctic continent.
Yeah, so why, and I remember wondering this at the time, but this is amazing to speak to you, as you actually found it. As a kid, I remember wondering why the hole was above Antarctica, given that no one in Antarctica has got a fridge. or uses deodorant, because no one lives there.
We do have fridges in Antarctica, because certainly at some places it's not quite cold enough in the summer. But why does it form over Antarctica? It's basically because in the winter, Antarctica gets very, very cold.
Yes.
And it's cold enough in the ozone layer for clouds to form. And it's those clouds that make all the difference. They're called nacreous clouds or mother-of-pearl clouds.
Right.
And some of the listeners might have actually seen them from the UK back in February, because we did have some over the UK.
Right.
But that's very unusual. But over the Antarctic, they're widespread. And so we get chemistry on these clouds with the chlorine from the chlorofluorocarbons that came out of the fridges.
Yeah.
And when the sun comes back in the spring, that destroys ozone at about 1% a day.
Right.
So it just goes down the plug hole.
And quite literally. Yes. Well, when you discovered this, I'm genuinely interested in this. When you discovered this, how did you relate it all back to fridges and deodorant? I mean, what was the link?
It was a little bit of supposition. There had been previous scientific papers that suggested that the chlorine from these fridges might affect the ozone layer.
Yes.
But the general thought was it would affect the ozone layer over the tropics and at very high altitude. So nobody was really looking in Antarctica. And it was just because we had Antarctic data that had been running for a very long time, back to 1956. And we could therefore be certain that with the changes we were seeing in the 1980s, weren't natural variability. There was something that was happening because we'd done it to the ozone layer.
Right.
And we then plotted a graph showing the amount of ozone going down and the amount of these ozone-destroying substances going up, and it was a one-to-one match. And people said, oh, yep, you've proved it.
Would it work? Right, because I'm worried about global warming, right? So my theory is, and, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think I am, is that if the planet is warming up, if we all left our fridges open, right, and the cold air from the fridge came out, but I mean, talking everybody, then surely that would cool the air, would it?
It would cool it for a short time,
yes.
But the trouble is you're still using the electricity
right
to cool the air in the first place.
Yeah.
And that generating that electricity warms things up even more.
Right.
So the more you cool it, the more you have to heat.
And that's why I'm not a scientist.
The rest of the atmosphere, and the worse it gets.
Yeah.
So the answer is some of the things we don't need to use. We usually go back to old technology.
Yes.
And one of the things that people used to do back in the Victorian period, I think, was they used plant pots, clay plant pots, and you put those plant pots in a bowl of water and put your milk bottle inside the plant pot. And because the water is sucked up by the plant pot and then evaporates, inside the plant pot it's a bit cooler. So there's a top tip for today.
Great. Here's an idea, right? So, I think we can all agree that this would happen, right? Have you seen the film Armageddon?
I have.
Right. So, this is, you know, if the hole in the ozone layer doesn't stop, it stops healing, right? Because the people that, Bono, Chris Martin and his ilk, right? They, in a spaceship, going up there, like the Armageddon, right,
yep,
to fix it, right? Is that, yep, something you'd advocate as putting Bono and Chris Martin, probably a one-way trip?
Well, I was going to say, if you want to get rid of them, then yeah, that's probably a good idea.
Yeah.
But in terms of fixing it,
yeah. I mean,
what we've done is the right thing. We've banned the manufacture and release of these substances. And amazingly, every single UN member state has signed up to it.
Right.
And it's working.
Could it be covered with anything?
The hole?
Yes. Like a giant plaster or something.
One idea was that you could fly Concorde, when it was still flying, up, yes, into the ozone hole.
Yes.
Tanked full of ozone and let the ozone out and fill it in.
Yes.
The problem is that unless you get rid of the chemicals that destroy the ozone in the first place,
yes,
all they'll do is say, great, more ozone to destroy, and away they'd go.
Right.
So
you can't, basically, you can't plug it, you can't plug it with anything.
Not really. The best sticking plaster is not to put the dangerous stuff up in the first place.
Right.
And the same really applies to the climate change debate. We're still pumping carbon dioxide into the atmosphere, and so the atmosphere is going to respond. It's going to get hotter. Not continuously. Sometimes it'll get colder. So at the moment in the UK, we've had a pretty cool spell of weather.
Yes, it's rubbish.
But that's the way of the climate. Sometimes it will go down a little bit. But in the long term, the trend is upwards, so getting steadily hotter. And the problem is that eventually it's going to rise so quickly that the natural world won't be able to keep up with it. And then we'll have problems with agriculture and so on.
Right. I understood almost 30% of this conversation.
I'm doing pretty well then.
Yeah, not bad. Jonathan, thank you for joining us. I'm genuinely fascinated by that. Jonathan discovered the hole in the ozone layer. He actually, Cass got a proper guest. I mean, that in itself is a miracle. I was going to ask him about, because you know Boris's water cannon.
Yeah.
Boris's water cannon, as we know, is being sold on.
Yeah.
Because he never used them. He spent £200,000 on them and, you know, they were blocked and everything else. I was going to mention, you know, maybe, because I was, what heals a hole? Savlon, right? Right? But if you loaded water cannon with Savlon and just fired it at the hole, would that heal it up? Anyway, I didn't have time. So it's 1:30, just gone, and you listen to Talk Radio. If you've got an opinion on a hole in the ozone layer, then let us know. 8722.
Start your message with the word
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message any word you like.
Victoria's got the news.
Talk Radio.
Michael Gove's admitted he lacks charisma, but insists he is the right person to be the next Prime Minister. He's promised to spend more money on the NHS if he's elected and argues the next Tory leader should be in favour of leaving the EU. The Justice Secretary says he'll also make big changes to the immigration policy in the wake of the referendum result.
The promise to take back control of our borders. I will end free movement, introduce an Australian-style points-based system for immigration, and bring numbers down.
Theresa May, Andrea Leadsom, Stephen Crabb and Liam Fox are also in the running. The Chancellor says the UK will no longer hit a surplus in public finances by 2020. George Osborne made the admission in a speech in Manchester. He says it's because the vote to leave the EU will cause a significant negative economic shock to the economy. John McDonnell has urged the Labour Party to calm down and settle its differences through a democratic process. The Shadow Chancellor has acknowledged Jeremy Corbyn's set to face a leadership challenge in the next few days. Three South Wales detectives who received complaints about jail paedophile Ian Watkins are to face disciplinary proceedings. They're accused of failing to act on information given to them about the Lost Prophets frontman in 2008. Senior royals and politicians have led tributes to hundreds of thousands of men killed in the Battle of Somme. The offensive started in northern France 100 years ago today. And the actress Lindsay Lohan says she'd be happy to turn on Kettering's Christmas lights after the town's MP invited her to make up for what he called an offensive tweet. She posted on social media asking where Kettering was as she live-tweeted about the EU referendum last week. The weather in Kettering showers becoming more widespread throughout the day, some turning heavy and thundery with a risk of hail.
Hail!
Feeling cool in fresh winds with highs of 17 Celsius. Elsewhere, a mix of sunny spells and blustery showers. Heavy thundery downpours are possible across northern parts of the UK with highs of 20 degrees.
Hail!
Hail!
Stop saying that.
Hail!
Oh, you don't have to do the arm gesture at the same time.
I did not do that.
That's just offensive.
Didn't do that. No. He's lying. He's lying. I wouldn't do that.
I didn't do that.
You're both liars.
It's just not right.
You're both inappropriate.
It's not right.
I don't know what you're saying.
Lonely Lunch Club's on the way. If you're lunching alone, then do get in touch. lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. And you could join the Tupperware Hall of Despair. And headline hijack, Victoria's potty mouth.
It's not a potty mouth.
We'll be saying a news lie in around 25 minutes' time. The news, ordinarily accurate. But if you'd like to get a made-up news story in the news at 2 o'clock, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Just stop doing the hand gestures.
I'm not doing it!
Mr. Jake Yap's super entertaining Sunday breakfast! Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio. Introducing Mr. Jake Yap's comedic Sunday Breakfast Emporium. Complete with the patented self-revolving conversation and early morning mechanical masticating topical debate stimulator. The well-supplied Mr. Jake Yap's super entertaining Sunday Breakfast Program. Add milk, add guests,
and Jake Yap. Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon, then. It is Talk Radio. A lot of reaction coming in then about the healing of the hole in the ozone layer and the suggestion that perhaps, like Armageddon, Bono and Chris Martin should be put in a spaceship and sent up to fix it. How do you fix a hole in the ozone layer? That was actually the man who discovered it in the 80s there, actually on the telephone. I'm genuinely interested by that. That was proper... So what have we got coming in, Cornelius?
Lots coming in, John. Terence has asked, why aren't people talking about the real cause of the ozone hole, which is space moles?
Yes.
And annoyingly, Long says, oh, it's great that they finally fixed the ozone hole. Now they can fix the P zone, and then the Q zone,
yeah,
and then the R zone,
yeah,
and then the S zone,
yeah,
and then the T zone, and then the U zone, and then the V zone,
yeah,
and then the W zone,
yes,
and then the X zone,
yes,
and then the Y zone,
yes,
before finishing with the Z zone.
Thanks for that. John, I'm glad about the hole in the ozone layer being healed, says Neil, but now we must move on to the dent in the sea and the sag in the mantle. If aerosols sprayed ozone and we all aimed them at the sky, would that help? Well, you heard Jonathan talking about that then. He said no, because the more ozone that there is, the more the chemicals will attack it anyway if the chemicals were there. So that's a stupid suggestion. The ozone layer, as we know, was invented by Thomas Edison in 1975, as Jonathan said. But since it was invented, this has been a problem, which is why they now stuff it with polar bears, of course. If you take polar bears, as they do now in the spaceships, and just ram them in the gap, then of course the fur of the polar bear will stop the whatever it is coming through that's dangerous.
Aliens.
Yes. So that's good. So, yeah, the hole in the ozone layer there. Of course, also trials in Sweden, of course, where they've been using a giant tampon. It's 1:38. We must talk about headline hijack because it's afoot. Now, this is made-up news stories, of course. If you'd like to make up something from scratch, consider yourself a tabloid journalist. Make something up. See it, or rather hear it, reported as actual truth in the news at 2 o'clock. That's how Headline Hijack works. We do it to confuse those who aren't listening to this bit of the programme, because they're out for lunch. They get back, they put the radio on. Victoria says the news. It's the news, so they believe it. But at 2 o'clock, there's a lie in there. And it's your job to fib and fabricate and fake and get that to us on 87222.
Start your message with the word Talk.
Or at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
What have you got, Cornelius?
Lots coming in. This is coming from Fiona, who says the term friends with benefits is about to become a lot more literal, as George Osborne has announced that he is considering tax breaks for people who are having casual relationships with each other.
That's in the wake of Brexit, I presume. That's very good. George Galloway, Talk Radio presenter George Galloway, who's on tonight from 7, he's said to be considering legal action against the singer Pharrell for wearing a similar hat to him. The litigious Talk Radio presenter says he deplores all types of plagiarism and believes this will be the mother of all legal cases.
The mother of all legal cases.
And he'll be marching into court with the women and children of Afghanistan. What else have you got, Cornelius? We've got another one there, another one there.
Yes, this is from Stephen, who says, the Metropolitan Police have recovered the knife that was used to stab Boris Johnson in the back yesterday.
Yes.
Investigators have said that they are going to examine it for fingerprints, whilst Michael Gove has said that he did everything he could not to stab him in the back.
Yeah. Right, it's Talk Radio. We'll meet a lonely luncher very shortly indeed. Also coming today, of course, live music, as we have a busker dragged in from the streets to perform for us in here. The comedian Tony Hawks will join us to plug something, probably. There's the big debate at 3, and of course the news in haikus, all coming on Talk Radio between now and 4 o'clock.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio, for those about to talk, we salute you.
Is your chili con carne more like chili con carnage? Your fondue more of a fondant? And is your falafel always a total falafel? Then you really need to listen to The Recipe of the Day on Talk Radio with Encona. This Saturday morning from 8, join Penny Smith and her special guest, Top Chef Barry Vera. Every week they'll be cooking and sampling a fresh and flavoursome new recipe that's guaranteed to give you kitchen kudos. The Recipe of the Day on Talk Radio in association with Encona. Banish the bland.
Remember, every time you lie, you'll receive a mild electric shock. So, if you had £139, what could you spend it on?
Well, a Sitch and Bilingo Enterprise van is only £139 a month.
Sir, I remind you, no lies.
It is, with aircon, DAB digital radio and Bluetooth until the end of July.
Are you okay?
Yeah. No.
Citroën.
TNC supply, advanced rental required, finance lease business users only, on vehicles delivered by 31st of October 2016, subject to status, guarantees may be required, over 18s only, PSA Finance UK trading as Citroën Contract Motoring, excludes VAT at 20%.
44,000 UK men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer in the next 12 months. Prostate Cancer UK has one ambition: to help stop men dying from prostate cancer. With your help, we can make prostate cancer a disease the next generation of men needn't fear. Search Men United and join the fight now.
Sky Bet. We're making betting less missed out, more cashed out. With Sky Bet Tracker, get bet status, match stats, and cash out all in one place. Download the Sky Bet app today, and you can cash out before the final whistle. It's betting better. Are you in?
18 plus. Gambleaware.co.uk. Selected markets, T's and C's apply. When the fun stops, stop.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Leicestershire, the southbound A42 remains closed at junction 13 for Ashby de la Zouche due to a multi-vehicle accident causing congestion back to Castle Donington at junction 14. Long delays on the northbound M6 in Warwickshire, two lanes closed due to an accident between junctions 4 and 4A. It's also causing congestion on the M42 back to junction 6. In Worcestershire, the northbound M5 has a lane block due to a breakdown in the roadworks at junction 4A. I'm David Moore.
Start your engines, petrol heads, and don't miss the Motor Show. It's automotive for the people on your radio.
Sports cars, pickups, 4x4s, GTI or coupe. What convertible is best to buy for a bloke who wears a toupee?
He's the motor mouth with the V8 brain. His car know-how is stunning. Listen to Revved Up Andy J and get your motor running.
The Motor Show with Andy J.
Expert car talk that doesn't use a sneaky gadget to improve emissions.
Tomorrow afternoon from 3 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, Michael Gove, whose skin on his face looks like it's in a constant battle with itself as to decide whether to remain on his skull or leave it, has said he's stabbed Boris Johnson in the back. Boris Johnson is dead. That's the breaking news this afternoon. if we get any more on that, we will tell you. But as you said, the police have recovered the knife.
The knife,
used to stab him in the back. So Michael Gove now being questioned by the police about the murder of Boris Johnson. That's the breaking news this afternoon. We'll keep you abreast of that situation, of course. But the reason I mention it is because the news is very complicated, especially at the moment. It's moving so quickly, isn't it?
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
Well, allow us to help, because on the talk radio in the afternoon between 1 and 4, what we like to do is break the news down, complicated though it is, into its constituent parts. Of course, it's difficult to understand. So what we do is we roll it right back to its basic form. And of course, when you do that with the news, what you end up with is Japanese poetry. So five syllables, seven syllables, and five syllables again will explain the news in haikus.
EasyJet hire 19-year-old pilot. He just borrows his mum's plane.
The news in haikus. Right, Let's go into the Tupperware Hall of Despair.
Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely.
So the Tupperware Hall of Despair is, of course, the home of the lonely luncher. Now, if you are lunching alone for whatever reason, this is where we become your virtual friend and or colleague, able to chat and also, I will go so far as to say chit about this and that. The reason? Well, lunching alone is a lonely business, and we don't want you to be lonely. We would like to make your lunchtime fewer lonely. And the reason for that is onefold. It's because we open up the Tupperware Hall of Despair. And within the Tupperware Hall of Despair, of course, whose walls are made of pitter and wraps full of tears, we invite you to join the throng. All those people, the lonely is what lunch, the people lunching alone. And, well, on the telephone now is another one. And it's, who's that on the telephone? Is it Cuthbert?
It's Cuthbert, yeah.
Hello, Cuthbert.
Hello, Cuthbert.
How are you, Cuthbert?
Well, a bit lonely, to be honest.
Yeah, that's the point, isn't it? You see, that's the point of the exercise, yeah. So, what do you do, Cuthbert, and why are you lunching alone?
Well, I'm a painter and decorator by trade, but everyone seems to have buggered off home early for Friday.
Do they?
Yeah.
All right, then. Well, I mean, what's your latest bit of work, Cuthbert?
Oh, well, I'm doing up a gym at the moment.
Doing up a gym?
Yeah, it's had a revamp on changing rooms, so just giving it a lick of paint this afternoon. Right. Back in over the weekend, you know.
I see, keeping it busy. All right. Well, do you often work alone, or is there a sort of team of you doing the painting and decorating then? Well, I mean,
there's usually two or three of us.
Yeah.
You know what they're like, part time.
Friday, isn't it? Friday, as you say.
Lunchtime Friday.
Yeah.
Okay, everyone down the pub.
So what are you having for lunch on this Friday, Cuthbert?
Just having a hot dog.
A hot
dog?
I mean, that's a left field choice, isn't it? For a where did you haven't made that yourself, have you? Or have you gone out to buy that? Where did you get your hot dog from?
Oh, it's a homemade hot dog.
It is a homemade hot dog.
Yeah, I brought the old stuff in, and they let me use the canteen downstairs. It's got everything you need. Oven and all that sort of thing.
A bit of an oven, yeah.
Yeah.
Great.
Really good.
Great news. So, look, we are able, as you know, to chat about whatever you like. That's the point of Lonely Lunch Club. It's to improve your lonely lunch. What subject would you like to kick off with? We can do more or less anything you like. We can talk, you know, politics, sport. We can do, whatever you normally talk about with your decorating chums.
Well, I was going to ask you if you'd go for matte or gloss.
That's a good question, isn't it? Matte or gloss? Yeah. I mean, what is a gym? I mean, a gym's got to be matte, hasn't it?
Depends what type of gym you're going for.
Right.
Some of them they like to go for these snazzy kind of shiny colours, so yeah. They can always turn up trees with what they're offering you.
Right. I mean,
if you were doing a gym, what would you do?
I think I'm a matte kind of guy. I think I'm not a fan of the gloss. I think it's. It's just not. There's something wrong about it, isn't it? Don't you think it's just a bit too? It's a bit too show off. It's a bit too look at me, isn't it?
Mm.
Gloss.
Well, what's your gym like?
My gym.
You've plenty of money, I've heard. So,
yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah. I've got a range of gyms. The John Holmes gyms. You not heard of them?
I could do you a good deal on the paint.
Yeah. Well, I mean, all the walls are mirrored. You know.
Is that just for you then?
Yeah. Damn right.
I've got special mirror paint if you're interested.
Mirrored paint. That's a thing. Why isn't there mirrored paint? That could be an actual thing.
Well, we've got concrete paint, so why not?
By the way, whenever anyone says matte or gloss, I always think of Matt Goss out of Bross.
Oh, right.
It's just a thing. But I'm thinking, actually, while you're there, right, why are paints so stupidly named, Cuthbert? Right? Because you get paint that's, you know, it's named like elephant breath or whatever, right? And you get these stupid names of paint. Why not just grey? Why have you got to be so pretentious?
Because you know what it's like, you get these old dears, they're looking at doing up their houses. They don't just want to paint their walls in grey, do they?
No.
If they see the name, I don't know, Earl Grey.
Earl Grey.
But, you know.
Technically, you could paint a wall with tea. I mean, that, you know.
Good.
You know, you could save money. You could save money, yeah, right. So people say, oh, I'd like Earl Grey. And you go, okay, fine, right. But then you could make your own paint using the gym canteen, couldn't you? And save a lot of money. So, for instance, you know, if someone says, I want matte or gloss, you could get the pop star matte goss, right? And I'm not saying you should necessarily do this, but if you liquidised in some sort of industrial liquidizer the pop star Matt Goss, you could literally paint him onto a wall. And
tell
he was
what,
very popular back in the day.
I reckon we got to go away. I reckon I'll come up, price the work up, we'll get Matt Goss.
Yeah.
And we'll come and do one of your gyms up.
And Luke Goss, let's not forget his identical brother.
Luke Goss.
Yeah.
Well, we can get the two of them if you like. We can throw in another one too if you really want.
So I'm just saying that this would be a cheap way to paint. I'm just throwing the idea out there, Cuthbert. I'm just saying that the painting and decorating industry, you know, if you got involved in murder of 80s pop stars, then you could save yourself a few quid. I'm just trying to help.
It's not a bad idea, but no. I think I'll pass for now.
All right, fine. That's Cuthbert, who's painting a gym and eating a hot dog. Fascinating insight into people's lives. I hope we've made your lunch fewer lonely, Cuthbert. That's go away now. That's Cuthbert on the telephone. If you are wanting to join the Lonely Lunch Club, all you've got to do is be lunching alone and tell us what you're having and what you're doing and where you are. That's it. And do it via lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. And if that's you, get onto the list and be welcomed by us into the Tupperware Hall of Despair. Now, before we find today's winner of Headline Hijack, which is at 2 o'clock, about 7 minutes away, and by the way, there's still time to get your made-up news stories in for that. It is, of course, Some Request Friday. It's Friday, not All Request Friday, because Radio 2 own the copyright on that. Simon Mayo, of course, plays songs that people call in and request, or email in and request. We can't do that because we're a talk radio station. So we do Some Request Friday, where we play speeches and talks by way of request. If you've got a speech or a talk that means a lot to you, maybe it's your birthday and you'd like to hear Martin Luther King's speech about having a dream or whatever it was, then please get in touch and tell us. Request dedications. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
For Some Request Friday. Hi, John. It's Dom here. He's been in touch. He says, I'm a jolly old cab driver. It's been a great day for work, and I've given myself the weekend off. I'd love to hear a speech on Some Request Friday on Talk Radio. It's been fantastic over the last few weeks hearing all of these speeches. Last week at this time, one of my fares was speaking along to it.
Really?
Knew all the words. Ooh. So please, could you play for me Nara Lokesh's speech in Abhim Andana Sabha at Ramachandrampuram?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that one.
That one.
Nara Lokesh's speech. Thanks, Dom, for this. Nara Lokesh. Thanks very much. Nara Lokesh's speech in Abhim and Dana Sabha at Ramak and Draparam. Please, because I really like talking along with that as I'm driving my cab. Okay. For you, Dom. Here's Nara Lokesh's speech in Abhin Amdana Sabha at Ramakandramparam on Talk Radio.
Anantapur Jilla Gelte Nokka statement ichchad pade pade. Mana Mukhyamantri Garini Cheppurisi Kottalani. Aya Jagan Mohan Reddy Garu, Mee Vayasu Maa Nayakudi Rajaki Anubhavanta. Enta Shatru Aina Oka Peddaina Mani Cheppudisi Kottamani Cheptandi. Meere Cheppandi Ikkada Andaru Unnaru Kada. పెద్దన్నారు అదే మన సంస్కృతి ఆంధ్ర రాష్ట్రంలో ఎవరన్నా చేస్తారండి ఇలా పేరు ఈ సభాముఖంగా ఆయన ఒకటి అడుగుతున్నాను 25,000 కోట్ల రైతు రుణమాఫీ చేసినందుకు కొట్టమంటారా? 11,000 కోట్ల డ్వాక్రా మహిళలకి చేతి ఇచ్చినందుకు కొట్టమంటారా? మా అవ్వ తాత పడే ఇబ్బందులకి 200 రూపాయల పెన్షన్ 5 రెట్లు పెంచి 1,000 రూపాయలు చేసినందుకు కొట్టమంటారని ఈ సభాముఖంగా ఆయనకి సవాల్ విసురుతున్నారు.
That's for Dom there, who's driving his taxi. Really wanted to hear that. For some request Friday, we play speeches.
Here, what was it?
Some request Friday.
What speech was it?
It was Nara Lokesh's speech in Abhimandana Sabha, Ramakandaraparam.
Yeah, it's one of my favourite by his.
Well, it was his big breakout hit.
Yeah, yeah.
So no wonder Dom wanted to hear it. Mm. And Dom there speaking along to it as he's driving. Windows down for a Friday. It's very much an anthem.
Yeah, it's a spanthem.
Yes. So, if you've got a speech you'd like to hear, maybe it's your anniversary, maybe it's your birthday, maybe you're off for the weekend, you just want to shout out, what speech would you like to hear on Some Request Friday? Get in touch, 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio
Start
on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Right, we need a winner for Headline Hijack, of course.
Yeah.
The news is coming very shortly. It will be out of Victoria's face, and we'd like you to put a made-up news story into that face as though it's true. That's how Headline Hijack works. Cornelius.
Oh, hi there.
Paid intern Cornelius.
Ah, pleasure.
Who has... Who's got their made-up story into the news today?
It's Dace.
What?
D-A-C-E.
Dace?
Dace.
Okay. And where's Dace from?
Dace is from... Salford.
Salford. Dace is in Salford. His or her made-up news story.
I think it's a bloke.
Okay. We'll be in the news next. Still to come on the programme as well, we'll have work experience punditry, in which a work experience, it's Kate today, looks ahead to the weekend's new films. There will also be live music as we bring a busker in from the streets. That's coming. Stephen Hawking will be along to tell us an offensive joke. There's the big debate at 3. And comedian Tony Hawks will join us. Not the skateboarder Tony Hawks. The comedian Tony Hawks joining us at around 2:30. It's Talk Radio. Friday afternoon, I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
This summer, I'm jetting off with Now TV to the most sizzling shows on earth, all with no contract. Whether I'm soaking up some sauce with MTV's X on the Beach, or basking in the brilliance of Billions with Damian Lewis in The Big Apple. I've got 11 channels that aren't on Freeview, and over 250 box sets to whisk me away to my favourite places. Big entertainment, no contract. NowTV.com. 18 plus, UK only, content streamed to compatible device, full terms at NowTV.com.
This summer, it's the biggest Euros ever, and every goal means something with Betfair. Now get treble the odds on goal scorer bets if they score two or more goals in any knockout game. So, if they score two, you win treble. There's more to play for with Betfair. Tap, tap, boom.
Available on first, last and any time goal scorer markets, penalty shootouts excluded. Maximum stake £10, standard odds winnings paid in cash, enhanced price winnings paid in free bet stakes not returned, full terms at betfair.com, visit gambleaware.co.uk.
Buy Michelin Cross Climate Tyres at blackcircles.com to help you cope with whatever the British weather throws at you.
I bought 4 Michelin Cross Climate Tyres and got 2 years free tyre roadside assistance for extra peace of mind.
Great value, and earn Tesco Club card points on Michelin Cross Climate Tyres for all year round motoring. blackcircles.com. With over 2,000 fitting centres across the UK, just visit blackcircles.com to click, fit and save.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
Hello, good afternoon. It's 2:00. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. Victoria's got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Gove says he has no charisma while launching his bid to become our next Prime Minister. And the thousands who died in the Battle of Somme are remembered 100 years later.
Talk Radio.
Michael Gove has promised to end free movement of EU nationals and introduce an Australian-style immigration system if he becomes Prime Minister. The Justice Secretary has launched his bid after dramatically entering the race yesterday. He had been backing Boris Johnson, and he's admitted he does lack some of the qualities expected of a leader.
Whatever charisma is, I don't have it. Whatever glamour may be, I don't think anyone could ever associate me with it. But at every step in my political life, I've asked myself one question. What is the right thing to do?
The Chancellor says the UK will no longer hit a surplus in public finances by 2020. George Osborne made the admission in a speech in Manchester where he says it's because the vote to leave the EU will cause a significant negative shock to the economy. The Shadow Chancellor is urging Labour MPs to calm down and get back on side. With 80% of the parliamentary party against Jeremy Corbyn, his ally John McDonnell has acknowledged he's set to face a leadership challenge, but he says they're prepared for it.
If there is to be a leadership challenge to Jeremy Corbyn, bring that forward. We will use the democratic process and our party members will decide who is the leader and the future direction of our... It's on the basis of a relatively recent invention by the Greeks. It's called democracy.
Three water cannon bought for the UK's largest police force are being sold off without ever being used. Former London Mayor Boris Johnson paid more than £200,000 for the second-hand trucks, but their use was blocked by the Home Secretary. Mr Johnson's successor, Sadiq Khan, says he'll use the money from their sale to fund youth services. And tributes are being paid to more than a million soldiers who were killed or injured in the Battle of Somme, 100 years since it got underway. A two-minute silence was held to mark what stands as one of the bloodiest conflicts of the First World War. Members of the royal family have attended a ceremony in Thiepval in northern France. Paul Nixon is a British military historian.
The Somme was really the death of innocence. These young men, the volunteers, many of them educated, intelligent men. I'm old enough to have remembered speaking to First World War veterans, and I spoke to one man from the Manchester Pals, Harry Bardsley, and he said that all his friends were killed.
Talk Radio National Weather.
A mix of sunny spells and blustery showers. Some heavy thundery downpours are possible across northern parts of the UK with highs of 20 degrees.
Thanks very much. Victoria bringing us the news there with her charisma that Michael Gove hasn't got. That's a weird thing to do. Set out your stall as Prime Minister by just sort of going, I'm not really very likable. But I suppose at least he's being honest about the whole thing. At least he's sort of genuinely... You know, because you look at you just look at him and you just think, it's just something going on under that face, isn't there? Like his skin doesn't seem to be attached to his skull. It's like it's sliding around.
It's like the mask is falling off the robot.
It is. That's exactly what it's like. It's like his skin, as I say, is in a constant battle about whether to remain on his face or leave it. It's weird. Anyway, who's got the sport? Toby's got the sport now.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
Good afternoon, I'm Toby Gillis.
Hi,
as
Toby.
Wales prepare for their biggest football match in 58 years, one of the heroes of that generation has hailed the cage-rattling qualities of this new era. The Welsh play Belgium in the quarterfinals of Euro 2016 tonight. Cliff Jones played in the 1958 World Cup last eight clash with Brazil, which they lost by a Pelé goal to nil. Jones says he's massively impressed with Gareth Bale and co.
Certainly going about it the right way, and they have a terrific sort of manager in Chris Coleman, who's, you know, given that desire, commitment and belief in themselves, and they've certainly shaken a few cages, there's no doubt about that.
You can hear Wales against Belgium over on Talk Sport tonight. All the build-up gets going on Drive from 4. The transfer window is now open. Manchester City have brought in striker Nolito. Crystal Palace have signed Marseille keeper Steve Mandanda and Newcastle's Andros Townsend, with Dwight Gayle going the other way. The Brazilian Neymar has agreed a new five-year contract with Barcelona. He'd been linked with a move to the Premier League, but he'll now be staying
Catalonia
until 2021.
Wrap it up, Toby.
And at Wimbledon, play is back underway after a rainy morning. The Swiss Stan Wawrinka is a set-up against Juan Martín Del Potro of Argentina. It's going with serve in the second set, 2-1 to Del Potro. Mm. That's your latest sports news, powered by Talk Sport.
That's Toby. He's got the sport.
And finally, the NHS has announced that in an effort to tackle the population's obesity problem, it'll be making the entrances to hospitals narrower. This will now mean that if you grow to a certain size, you may not be liable for healthcare.
That's Victoria. She had the news.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio, it revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes. John Holmes. On Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty for me.
All right, good afternoon. It's 2:05. It's Talk Radio on a Friday afternoon. And don't forget, still to come on the programme, today you can win a box set of The Last Week in Parliament. Everyone is saying it's like Game of Cards or House of Thrones. So the government, or what's left of it, has now released The Last 7 days as a box set. It's available for digital download as well. You can binge on it this weekend. Binge on the idiots that purport to be in charge of us all. From Brexit and David Cameron's resignation, the refusal to leave of Jeremy Corbyn and the murder of Boris Johnson, plus Frank Underwood of the House Gove. We've got Season 1, Parliament Season 1 to give away. If you'd like it, simply send your entry on the back of a sealed down postcard to House of Games Parliament Box Set Competition. Talk Radio, The Radio London. And I'm sorry, but we cannot return any of your drawings.
Talk Radio.
Should we do work experience punditry? Each and every day, we bring you reviews of stuff, because that's what happens on the radio. We do music, we do gadgety things, we do hipster nonsense, we do television. On a Friday, we do films. Joining us today to review those films, or preview those films, let's find out, is Kate. Work experience, Kate. The good news, we don't have to pay her. Kate, hello. Your microphone's not on. It is now.
Oh, thank you. So you've got work experience producer, isn't it?
Yes, exactly what's going on there, yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. Oh, ow, slam! Chloe's turned your microphone off again now. So, Kate, how are you, by the way?
I'm very well, thank you.
Good.
How are you?
Yeah, fine, thanks. Yeah, what films are we going to be talking about there? What have you got in your film bag?
We've got a few indeed, but we... one of them I'm very excited about.
Are
it's
you?
Only released today.
Oh.
One was released near enough 20 years ago. I'm also very excited about that one.
Right.
And a couple of others that are kind of in between there.
All right, then. What are we going to start with?
Shall we start with Absolutely Fabulous?
Oh, okay. If we must. So this is, of course, the spin-off from the TV series of years ago.
Yeah, of Days Gone By.
Yeah.
Still champagne drinking, cigarette smoking.
Yeah.
But now in 90 minutes.
Okay. Have we got a clip?
I believe we do.
Well, let's have it.
Come over here.
I think I am now officially fatter sideways than I am front on.
No, you don't need those. I am your mirror.
How do I look?
Fabulous.
Thank you.
So slaggy.
Hi, darling. No, I'm working from Nobu this week.
You don't know this, and I don't know this, but Kate Moss is changing her PR. You've got to get her.
No.
Kate Moss, darling.
I'm here on the red carpet at London's biggest fashion event of the year.
Oh my, oh my, oh my God.
Stella!
You're not wearing my clothes, are you?
No, darling, no, this is so... TK Maxx, TK Maxx!
You seen Kate, you seen Kate?
I'm gonna roll away the hand.
Hi, Johnny. Don't you remember me?
Oh, God, I can't believe you're still alive.
Johnny?
Kate, Kate!
Police continue to search the Thames after fashion icon.
How bad can this be? I mean, you know.
You have killed Kate Moss.
Right. I mean, yes. Did Michael Gove stab her? What did you make of it then? I've not seen it. Probably never will.
I'm going to be honest with you. It has only just come out today.
Yeah.
Early reviews.
Yes. Well, that's what you're doing.
Yes. My early review goes along with many that have been published in newspapers.
Right.
That say it's fairly positive and it's a nice bit of light relief after the week we've just had in politics.
Right.
But yeah, it is. It's the programme, but now longer.
Yes. I mean, were you a fan?
I was. I'm maybe a little bit too young for when it was out originally, but I did re-watch the whole thing at university.
Yeah.
And thought that that was what my adult life would be like.
Yeah, is it? Has it lived up to that?
Less champagne.
Fewer. Yes.
Fewer glasses of champagne. I can't remember the opposite of fewer. Greater?
Yes.
Greater cigarettes. There you go. Yeah.
I mean, it's... Yeah, I mean, I was never quite... into it when it was a TV show. So I probably won't bother, frankly. But I'm aware that it's very popular. But Phil, TV spin-off sitcom films didn't do that well until probably The In-Betweeners came along and probably changed. As Dad's Army didn't go so well. I mean, I think it did well at the box office, but the reviews weren't very good and so on and so forth.
I think they just rely so strongly, don't they, on the fact that they already have the name, they already have the brand. Everyone already loves the characters. If you watch the TV programme and enjoyed it, you will watch the film.
Yes. I mean, so, it's had a hell of a lot of publicity.
Yeah, and it has got cameos from absolutely everyone. I mean, obviously Kate Moss is in it a lot.
Yes.
Graham Norton's in it. I mean, even Rylan from X Factor is in it.
I don't know what that is. When you say everyone, I mean, I wasn't asked. Were you asked?
What's that?
To be in Absolutely Fabulous.
No, yeah, I was busy there.
Is Paul Ross in it?
I don't think so.
Okay, good.
Okay.
That would have, good. I would have been insulted by that. What in terms of where it sits in the pantheon then of these sitcom translate to film, where is it? Middle, top, bottom?
I think it's going to be hugely, hugely successful at the cinema.
Yeah.
I mean, I think a lot of people are going to go. I know cinemas have sold out for tonight. But I think long term, it'll be a nice film.
Do you think the timing's right then? Because, you know, of Game of Westminster.
Yeah, I think it's the perfect time to go and just watch Hedonistic Fools.
Yeah.
Because we haven't had enough of them recently, have we?
Well, quite. What else have you got?
Well, there is another film out at the moment.
Yes.
It's just released, called Adult Life Skills. And we've got a clip of that one.
All right, then.
I like your badges. What's the green one for?
I don't know.
I think we should get badges for adult life skills. You know, like changing a car tyre or sewing or sending something back in a restaurant or knitting.
Is that Brendan Myers?
Yeah.
It's when did he move back?
He's come back to write his masterpiece. What the hell are you wearing?
Oh. Are you looking for faces?
Yeah.
You're very good at spotting them. Maybe you could get a badge for looking for faces.
And what the hell's that about?
One word, I think, sums up this film. Mm-hmm. Quirky.
Oh, God. Yeah. Indie quirky, is it?
It is a self-proclaimed offbeat comedy of the summer.
Christ.
Is it irreverent?
It's irreverent. It's a coming of age. It's all about finding yourself.
Yes.
Yep.
Is it rubbish?
I think it's adorable.
Do you?
I do.
Oh,
it's got great lines in it. I mean, some of those, but there is a part where she says, "Sometimes I just wish the suffragettes hadn't bothered." it's that sort of, I think offbeat, quirky. It's the feature debut for writer and director Rachel Tunnard. She made this as a short film originally, and now it's got Jodie Whittaker in. It's all about being 29, but your mum tells you to leave, so she goes and lives in the shed and makes YouTube videos where her thumbs are the actors and converse with one another.
Yes, I hate this film already. I mean, really? I mean, where's your... you obviously like it for some reason. Did it speak to you?
I think there is something quite nice about hearing somebody who's 29 still doesn't know what they're doing, and it's okay to be like that. I mean, Variety called it twee. And they may have hit the nail on the head with that one.
So who's going to go and see it? What's it aiming at then?
I think it's aiming at early 20s women who still don't know what they're doing with their lives.
Right.
That's why I loved it.
That's why you like it, yeah, because you've literally no idea what you're doing with your life apart from watching quirky films.
As I say, twee and adorable.
Yeah. Sounds brilliant. Are there any robots in it?
No.
Right. Well, look, I've mentioned this before, but there's no film that can't be improved by the addition of 60-foot-high fighting robots.
Okay.
Okay. I mean, any film. Right. I mean, name me a film.
Titanic.
There you go.
Shakespeare in Love.
There you go.
Mean Girls.
Yep.
What?
Well, put a fighting robot in all of those films, they are now better films, correct?
You actually can't improve Mean Girls.
Well, that's not true, is it? Mean Girls, right? One robot. That would be excellent. Yeah? Any film.
Two Mean Girls, one robot.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Got it.
It's like that Two Girls, One Cup film, but with a robot. Again, there's another one.
What?
Film that could be improved.
With a robot.
I mean,
I think if it were robots, it would take a major plot line out of that film.
Two Girls, One Cup?
Yeah.
It would alter it slightly, yeah. Admittedly, yeah.
Because the plot line in that film's incredibly strong as well.
Yeah. It's really about what 29-year-old women are doing with their lives.
Twee and adorable, I'd say.
Well, that's one review. Anyway, do you have other things?
I do.
Good. Shall we take a break and then we'll come back and talk about them?
I think that's probably wise.
Right, you're listening to Talk Radio. That's Kate. She's a work experience pundit. Today we are, of course, road testing and training the next generation of pundits, hence her being here. Well, that and the fact that we don't have to pay her because she's work experience. And we'll talk more film stuff. What else have you got, by the way, just tease ahead?
So, as I say, one film similar to Mean Girls, yes, but released in 1995... think you'll know it. And the other one is all about pets and what they get up to when the humans aren't home.
Okay, it's Talk Radio. We'll do that next.
Talk Radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Sky asked me to big up their box sets. I said, sure, if I can squeeze it around True Detective, because I'm up to episode 4, you see. Okay, they said. So I said, if you're a Sky TV customer, you can upgrade to addictively good Sky box sets from just £6 extra a month. Get over 350 box sets, including new hit Billions, The Affair, True Blood, and True Detective. Search Sky box sets and upgrade today. So then I said, can I get back to True Detective? And they said, can you squeeze in the legals too? Only if I do it super fast, I said.
Requires Sky TV, the family bundle, all HD. Compatible box, broadband, minimum recommended speed, 2 megabits per second. Setup costs may apply. Selection of shows varies each month. Further terms apply.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got some real deals on a wide range of trade-quality building products. In July, we've got a real deal on 65mm Class B engineering bricks for only 29 pence each, ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. We've got even more real deals and thousands of products in stock at selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
Life is full of deadlines. The deadline for that job application. The deadline for your tax return. And now, the Financial Conduct Authority is thinking about imposing a deadline for claiming missold PPI. So time could be running out for you to claim. Let PPI Claimback do most of the work for you. We can check whether you've had PPI. If you haven't, it won't cost you a penny. Text PPI to 80039. That's PPI to 80039.
In a summer full of sport, now's the time to start your own bike adventure. Whether it's dusting off your old bike or time to invest in a new one, Halfords have everything you need. Pop in for a free on-the-spot bike check and our bike experts will check your wheels, tyres, brakes and gears. And even oil your chain for free. Or check out our great range of bikes and accessories in-store and online, giving you the freedom to start a new bike adventure this summer. Halfords, for life's journeys.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Long delays on the M6 northbound in Warwickshire. It's been caused by an accident involving a couple of lorries between Junction 4 and 4A. It's causing congestion back to Junction 3 for Coventry. The southbound M1 in Bedfordshire has heavy traffic following an accident which has now been cleared at Junction 11 for Dunstable, but delays do remain back to Junction 10. The westbound M4 in Berkshire also has some heavy traffic that follows a breakdown between Junction 14 and Wembury services. I'm David Moore.
People of Britain, this summer you can save a whole heap of cash on your car insurance and feel
worth it. Baby, I'm worth it. I'm worth it.
Visit Money Supermarket and save up to £250 this summer and feel epic. Britain, you're so Money Supermarket.
51% of customers could save up to £251 based on Consumer Intelligence March 2016.
I'm worth it.
The Teflon Maiden of Mid-Morning Radio is here.
Mid-Mornings with me, Julia Hartley Brewer. Hard-hitting debate, strong opinions and essential listening.
Julia Hartley Brewer.
You turn if you want to.
The ladies not for turning off.
Julia Hartley Brewer.
Weekday mornings from 10.
On Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon, it is Talk Radio. We'll be here till 4 o'clock unless Michael Gove stabs us in the back. It's complicated, isn't it? Don't you think it's complicated? The new, I mean, it's moving so quickly. It's so fast. Gove has come on the television now saying he has no charisma. Like that's news to us. We know that. His face is all slimy and wrong.
It's melting.
He looks like the end bit of Raiders of the Lost Ark standing up there, doesn't he? It's like someone's opened a chest in front of him and his face is all melted off. Gove's face there and a battle with itself about whether to remain or leave on his own skull. That's Michael Gove there, possible future leader. But it's all, this week in Westminster, has probably been the most complicated news time that this country's probably ever been through, certainly in my lifetime. And the thing is, the news is complicated.
Oh, John, I haven't been able to get my head around it.
No, exactly, which is why on this programme we break the news down into its component parts and very much make it easier to understand, and we do that by stripping the news right back to its basic form, which, of course, is Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables and five syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Gove backstabs Boris after his wife told him to. What a strong leader.
The news in haikus. Right. Kate's with us. She's doing work experience punditry. Let's carry on talking about film. So, we've already reviewed Absolutely Fabulous, which you claim is
Absolutely Fabulous.
And we've also done a quirky indie thing that sounds appalling. What's it called?
Adult Life Skills.
Great. And now we move on to
Clueless.
Clueless, the old film.
1995,
right.
Clueless.
Why are you reviewing Clueless?
Because on Channel 4, on Sunday, at 1:30pm...
TV film of the week, that's what
TV film of the week, yep. And I think everyone should sit down with a cup of tea and watch Clueless.
Here's a clip.
Should all oppressed people be allowed refuge in America? Amber will take the composition. Cher will be pro. Cher, 2 minutes.
So... okay, like right now, for example, the Haitians need to come to America. But some people are all, what about the strain on our resources? But it's like when I had this garden party for my father's birthday, right? I said RSVP because it was a sit-down dinner. But people came that, like, did not RSVP. So I was, like, totally bugging. I had to haul ass to the kitchen, redistribute the food, squish in extra place settings. But by the end of the day, it was like, the more, the merrier. And so, if the government could just get to the kitchen, rearrange some things, we could certainly party with the Haitians. And in conclusion, may I please remind you that it does not say RSVP on the Statue of Liberty. Thank you very much.
Will it shock you if I tell you I've never seen it?
Not shock me, but appall me.
Okay, that's fine, I'll take that. I've never seen Clueless. Tell me why I should.
There is one reason that I absolutely love Clueless,
yes.
Because the whole storyline is based, albeit loosely, but it is based on Jane Austen's Emma. And when I was doing A-level English, I didn't want to read the book, and Clueless got me through my A-levels.
Right, so did you go back and read the book, or did you just watch Clueless instead of the book?
I've watched Clueless probably 140 times.
Right.
What?
It's brilliant. Every time you watch it, there is another joke. There is something else you notice. And the clothes. It's 1995.
Every time you watch it, there's a new piece of clothing.
There really is, though. You should see those ensembles.
Is there a snood?
No.
Well, that was the clothing of the 80s.
Well, this was 1995, so that would explain a lot.
Oh. Misunderstood. What was fashionable in 1995? Tartan skirts.
Exactly.
Right.
Long socks.
Okay.
And then, so it's basically all about Cher, who's played by Alicia Silverstone. And she's meant to be 15 in it. She's definitely not 15. But basically, she decides she's going to give back to the community by adopting the new uncool girl who arrives at school. She's going to make her into one of the popular girls.
Right.
And, you know, I'm not going to lie, it's incredibly predictable, but it's brilliant.
Right.
Absolutely brilliant.
So in terms of how it got you through your A-levels, did you ever own up to the fact that you'd never read the book that was on your course?
I mean, just now, live
that
on the radio.
That was it. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what did you get?
I got a B.
So it did work. Then.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I could have obviously gone A if I'd read the book.
Yeah.
But never know what happens at
I
Box Hill.
I did the same thing with Of Mice and Men. Never read it. Just watched the film.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got yeah, but the film there was the story of Mice and Men. They didn't quirk it up, did they?
I don't know. I didn't read the book.
Well, let me assure you, they didn't quirk it. They didn't quirk the film up. It was more or less a straight adaptation of Mice and Men.
Yeah, but every time you watch it, there's a new joke.
Yeah.
A new item of clothing.
Yeah, the clothes are very good.
There's a new wabbit in it every time you watch it. It's great.
Yes. So, I suppose, did you know when you watched, did you deliberately set out to watch it because it was based on the book that you were too lazy to read? Or did you...
I returned to it. A happy coincidence. Aged 17. Right. I'd already watched it in 95.
Right.
And probably many times between 95 and when I did my A-levels.
When's it on?
It is on Sunday on Channel 4 at 1:30.
Right, so I should watch it, is what you're
saying? You absolutely should. It really is.
I might well do it. I've never seen it. I won't. Yeah. Next.
Next we have The Secret Life of Pets.
Right.
Yep.
Okay, so I know about this. Because I've seen a trailer.
Ah.
And this is what happens to pets when they're left alone, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and it's
exactly
a new animation. It looks very funny.
Yeah, it's from the makers of the Minions films.
Okay.
So I think it will be that sort of children's animation with jokes for the grown-ups too.
Yeah.
And it basically tells the story of Max, the dog,
yes,
whose life is turned upside down because he's always been the favourite pet when his owners bring Duke, the sort of slobbery mongrel, back to the house. And they're not getting along, but then they have to sort of rally because the bunny Snowball is building an army of lost pets.
It's very much based on Sense and Sensibility, isn't it? that's the parallel of the story.
I imagine many an A-level student will be sitting down to watch it.
Watching The Secret Life of Pets instead of reading the book. And that's my advice. If you are going to sit an A-level and you're reading Sense and Sensibility, don't bother. Just watch the film about the rabbit army.
Exactly.
Could either Clueless or The Secret Life of Pets be improved by adding robots? Think carefully before you answer this, because the answer is yes.
Okay, yeah.
Every film can be improved with robots.
The Secret Life of Robot Pets?
Yes.
Okay.
Name me another film.
I don't know any. Sunset Boulevard.
Yes, well, there you go.
The safety film at the beginning of a British Airways flight.
Would be better with robots.
It would, definitely.
Am I right?
Yeah.
Any film, you can't name a film that wouldn't be better with robots, Kate. There's no getting around it. Just name another film.
Some Like It Hot.
Robots.
Some Like It Robot.
Cross-dressing robots. It would be better, wouldn't it?
Yeah,
I mean, it's
funny.
A good film, but it would be better if they'd been cross-dressing robots.
Just like a robot going, nobody's perfect.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
I can see it.
Name another one.
trying to think of films.
Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Okay.
Right, when the face melts off at the end, which is like Michael Gove's face now, right, all slimy and slidey, right, then that would have been better with robots.
Okay.
Actually, no, it wouldn't. That's probably the exception that proves the rule. Anyway, there we go. Kate, thank you very much for coming in and doing whatever that was. That was Kate. She had a film review, and that was Work Experience Punditry. We just simply don't have to pay her. coming up very shortly indeed, the comedian Tony Hawks joins us here on Talk Radio. Victoria, though, ahead of that, has some news.
Talk Radio.
Michael Gove has declared himself the candidate for change as he spelled out why he wants to become our next Prime Minister. The surprise Tory leadership candidate admits he lacks charisma, but insists he is the right person to run the country. While his rival, Liam Fox, has told Talk Radio he thinks the next leader needs to have campaigned to leave the EU.
We're going to be electing the Prime Minister who will actually take us out of the European Union. And that requires us to have someone with experience in negotiation, someone who understands the European structures and also, I think, has a vision for Britain's place in the world outside the European Union.
Theresa May, Stephen Crabbe and Andrea Leadsom are also running to succeed David Cameron. George Osborne has warned the UK will no longer hit its target of achieving a budget surplus by 2020. The Chancellor says the EU referendum result is likely to trigger a significant negative shock for the economy. John McDonnell is urging Labour MPs to calm down and settle the party's differences through democracy. The Shadow Chancellor says Jeremy Corbyn will win a leadership contest, which is expected next week. Tributes are being paid to more than 1 million soldiers who were killed or wounded in the Battle of Somme. A two-minute silence has been held to mark the 100th anniversary of the start of one of the bloodiest conflicts of the First World War. Sir John Hurt has pulled out of a forthcoming play in London's West End following medical advice. The 76-year-old actor was due to play Billy Rice in John Osborne's The Entertainer. And Wales football fans are in Lille for their biggest game in 58 years. They take on Belgium tonight in their Euro 2016 quarter-final. The winner will face Portugal. The weather, a mix of sunny spells and blustery showers, heavy thundery downpours are possible across northern parts of the UK, highs of 20 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
Thanks, Victoria.
It's okay, John.
Isn't it the Somme?
Yeah, I made a mistake. My script does say the Somme. I forgot to say it, didn't say it. Thanks
That's
for
all
pointing
right.
that out to all
right.
of our listeners.
It's all right. When this goes out on air,
it already has.
We'll edit that in. We'll just take. You
Wait, say the word the.
The.
Right, now we'll just edit that in to the news when it goes out on air, and it'll sound fine. You won't sound like a fool or anything. It's fine.
Thanks.
Okay. 2:32, Tony Hawk's joining us very shortly indeed. Also, the big debate at 3 o'clock. We put a man in a lift. He's called Con.
Hi.
He goes into a lift, he takes the haters' texts and tweets into that lift and reads them out loud as it descends through the building. It's called condescending. That's a small play on words. And there'll be live music as we drag a busker in off the street. You're listening to Talk Radio.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, Monday morning from 6 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
I'm back with you from 6 on the Talk Radio Full Set Breakfast. Anything can happen in 48 hours now in British politics. To make sure you're up to date, up to the minute, join me from 6 a.m. on Talk Radio, the Full Set Breakfast. That's if I'm still here.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, Monday morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Yes, I am what that little bit of production said. It is Friday. That means it's Some Request Friday. Now, on Radio 2, Simon Mayo has All Request Friday, so we can't call it that because of legal reasons. We also can't play music like Simon Mayo does. Simon Mayo takes your requests, doesn't he? Requests and dedications.
Yeah, he always takes my requests.
Yes, and he doesn't take mine because I keep emailing telling him to off and he doesn't.
He's really?
He's still there. But I've taken a leaf out of his request book because here on Talk Radio, we allow you to request, some request, speeches and talks because it's Talk Radio, isn't it? And you can request dedications, anniversaries, etc., etc. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Thank you. This has come in for Some Request Friday. Hi, John, Con, Cass, Victoria, Dave occasionally, Marta on Mondays and Tuesdays, Chloe the rest of the week, and Gerina Adams from The Travel. Me, the wife and the kids and the dogs, none of which have names, are all on our way to what is supposed to be our summer holiday in Newquay. Although with this weather, I'm not sure it's going to be very summery. Please could you play for us, as we drive down there, a particularly summery speech to help brighten us all up. I'd like to hear, and we're all going to talk along to it in the car, Winston Churchill addressing the Canadians in Italy. Thanks very much. Well, as part of Some Request Friday, especially for you, anonymous person, because you haven't put your name on it, of course, here it is, Winston Churchill addressing the Canadians in Italy.
Forces in Italy are watched in the mother country and, of course, in your own beautiful homeland. I spent a month or more there this time last year. And the strength and willpower of the Canadian people, all parties, was never more strongly resolved to continue to fight this righteous war to a final conclusion of its own old efficiency. But behind these lines, weakness and division are spreading.
And there he was, Winston Churchill there addressing the Canadians in Italy, went on to say that he had no charisma and that he never meant to run for leader in the first place. And then stabbed his opponents in the back. It's Summer Request Friday. If you've got a request, 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's already on Twitter.
Start your message anywhere you like.
Now, being a end of the week type deal, also we welcome back our regular contributor to the programme, of course, the High Priest, Vexen Le Crowley. He is from the Temple of Mephistopheles in Hendon. Now, if you do listen to the radio, you'll know that other programmes have a moment, a sort of pause for thought, a time for reflection, to look inward to one's self, one's spiritual side. We're no different, of course, except what we do here is cater for a bit of that market hitherto uncatered for. On Radio 4, for instance, they'll have thought for the day, won't they? But they'll have usually it's a Christian or a Jew or a Muslim, all talking about the deity that they believe in and then tenuously linking it to an anecdote from their lives. Rabbis, imams, vicars all turn up. Here, though, we like to fill that gap by welcoming Vexen Le Crowley, because he is, of course, a devil worshipper. So if you are, then this is for you. It's Thought for the Day for Satanists.
Good afternoon. Now, when I'm not busy doing Satanist things, such as sacrificing goats, dancing naked in the woods at midnight around a fire, and organising bring-and-buy sales to pay for a new altar on which to take the lives of virgins in order to worship our Dark Lord, I quite like a spot of gardening. Last Saturday, I decided to have a bit of a potter, and, well, it's true to say that our lawn was certainly well overdue for a good going over. I'm afraid to report that the combination of my ageing lawnmower and the long grass caused a clogging in the mechanism, which I'm sorry to say left my old fly mow beyond repair. Naturally, there was only one thing to do. Like many a neighbour, I popped round to next door's house. They're a lovely non-Satanist couple called Deborah and Ian, and I asked if I could borrow their strimmer. They were happy to oblige, handing me not only the strimmer, but also a full jerry can of petrol to fuel the machine and a spare blade. And as I went back to mine to set about the lawn, I found myself thinking, Satan is a lot like that, isn't he? For every now and then, he who brings darkness and filth to all the world offers us fuel and opportunity for destruction, which one must identify and seize if the putrid soul diseaser's work is to be completed in our lifetime. So, I told Ian and Deborah that on mowing my lawn I would do theirs as well, which I did, by pouring the petrol all over their grass and setting fire to it, as I danced naked around the flaming pyre of their charred garden, chanting rhymes which praised the Dark One, while doing something unholy into their azaleas. And I can tell you that Deborah's clematis won't be flowering again any time soon. And that should give us all something to think about.
The High Priest Vexen Le Crowley there with his thought for the day for Satanists. If you'd like to follow him on Twitter, you can. He is at HighPriest666, at HighPriest666. The big debate is coming at 3 o'clock. There will be live music as we drag a busker in off the streets in around an hour's time. And next here on Talk Radio, on the Friday afternoon that this is, we'll be talking to the comedian Tony Hawks, who'll join us next.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking.
Remember, every time you lie, you'll receive a mild electric shock. So, if you had £139, what could you spend it on?
Well, a Sitch and Bilingo Enterprise van is only £139 a month.
Sir, I remind you, no lies.
It is, with aircon, DAB digital radio and Bluetooth until the end of July.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
No.
Citroën.
TNC supply. Advance rental required. Finance lease business users only. On vehicles delivered by 31st of October 2016. Subject to status. Guarantees may be required. Over 18s only. PSA Finance UK trading as Citroën Contract Motoring. Excludes VAT at 20%.
TradePoint, we offer bulk delivery from stock, from store to site, with AM and PM delivery slots to suit you. Plus, our driver will give you a call when he's en route, so no need for any hanging around. TradePoint, trade brands, trade prices, trade only. TradePoint!
Football has its fair share of millionaires, and now you could get a slice of the action thanks to Papa John's Pizza. We're signing up an army of fans ahead of the football this summer, and if a million fans register, someone could win €1 million. Sign up now at amillionfans.com and tell everyone you know, because we need a million fans to make someone a Euro millionaire. Visit amillionfans.com today. Papa John's, better ingredients, better pizza. 18 plus, terms and conditions apply.
All of us at QuickFit would like to say a big thank you. So with each promotional tyre you buy, we'll give you a spin of Jaffa's Wheel, where you could win 25% off aircon recharge, a free 40-point brake check, 20% off your service, and much more. So get down to your local QuickFit today. QuickFit, it's all about the service.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Long delays on the M6 northbound in Warwickshire. It's been caused by an accident involving a couple of lorries between Junction 4 and 4A. It's causing congestion back to Junction 3 for Coventry. The southbound M1 in Bedfordshire has heavy traffic following an accident which has now been cleared at Junction 11 for Dunstable, but delays do remain back to Junction 10. The westbound M4 in Berkshire also has some heavy traffic that follows a breakdown between Junction 14 and Wembury services. I'm David Moore.
Drive with Yasmin Khan on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
I'm Yasmin Khan, and you can join me every Friday on Talk Radio from 4 p.m. with your essential one-stop guide to everything that's hot for the weekend. We'll tell you where to go and what to see.
Entertaining debate, big-name guests, and outspoken opinions.
Drive with Yasmin Khan this afternoon from 4
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Yeah! Good afternoon then. Welcome. It is Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. And I promised you hot guest action. That is exactly what I'm going to deliver, because Tony Hawks is here in the studio, the comedian one, not the skateboarder. You must get that a lot.
I do. Yeah. I in fact get about 5 or 10 emails a week. Well, not 5 or 10, between 5 and 10.
It's exactly very specific.
Five or ten. Yeah. Asking me how to do a 900 or an ollie or all that sort of stuff. And so I've taken to writing back.
Good.
Now. So I put them on my website, and they're sort of silly, my silly replies to keen American skateboarders. But I mean,
does he get yours then as well? I mean, you can only assume he's getting. So that fridge you took around Ireland, yeah. He's going, what?
Well, actually, years ago, they asked me to go on the Big Breakfast, and he was over-promoting his thing, and so they thought we'll introduce they knew about it. And they asked him the question. They said, you know, so Tony, do you get questions for Tony Hawks, the English comedian? And he went, no.
It just doesn't.
That's it. Nothing else. Just no.
It's just so damning.
Yeah, I know.
So anyway, hello, welcome.
Hello.
It's lovely to see you. You're very tanned, Tony, I have to say.
I haven't been anywhere. Moved down to Devon. Live most of the time in Devon.
It rains in Devon.
It does rain in Devon.
But you look like a man who hasn't seen rain for a long time.
It was raining here. We had about 4 days that were quite nice down there.
Yeah.
And I
you tan easily then, clearly.
I tan easily. Yeah. I look healthier than I am.
It's rotting from the inside.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Well, there's plenty of things to talk about with you, because you've done hell of a lot in your career. Obviously, we're going to talk about retro stuff.
Yes.
So why? Why are you talking about retro stuff?
It's because I don't know. There's a bit of research been done by Talk Mobile about the fact that people aren't so taken in by everything having to be new anymore.
Yeah.
You know, so there's a lot of pressure on people to get the latest mobile phone. I've got to get this, I've got to get that, the latest thing. And there's research that's come in to show that people actually quite like a lot of the old stuff.
Yeah.
I think older people just got this emotional attachment to watching cassettes go round.
Well, that's not surprising, because that's the thing, it's tangible, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's the point. I mean, you know, vinyl is, we know that's having a resurgence.
Yeah, it is.
Kids, if you're listening, it's a kind of flat black MP3 that goes round and round. But vinyl is, isn't it? The kids like the vinyl.
The kids like the vinyl. I must admit, because I'm not really a sort of muso at that level, I'm not quite sure, you know, why they don't, you know, what they're getting out of it. But apparently the quality's better. The sound quality
absolutely
is better.
Right, yeah.
Although my experience of records was it was always a kind of scratchy noise that, and it used to jump and it was all over the shop. Yeah. And, you know, so because they used to get damaged all the time, my records.
Let's not forget you had a record.
I did.
You had a hit.
I have a vinyl record, my own exactly. record at home. Yeah, yeah. A 12-inch I've got of my own record.
All right, show
yes,
off.
Stutter Rap got to number 4 in 1988.
That's right.
Yeah. It was not a politically correct piece of work. Probably wouldn't get even played now.
Well, that's the thing. At the time, it was fine, I guess.
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, you know what? Because this, for those of you that don't know that are listening, it was the theory or the joke of the song is, you know, it's hard to rap when you're born with a stutter.
Yes.
And actually, somebody pointed out to me yesterday a flaw in this song is because actually the only time when people don't really stutter who stutter is when they're singing.
Yes, which who is it? The X Factor, Gareth Gates had a stutter, didn't he? And then he was able to overcome
when
the singing.
When you're singing, and then actually we were singing a chorus that went, you know, stutter rap. You know? So we wouldn't have been stuttering that. So all these people that bought it must be feeling so ashamed of themselves.
I bought it.
Did you?
I did. Well, I remember seeing you live. It must have been on Saturday Live or something.
Yes,
probably,
yeah,
at the time.
That's right. Yeah,
and that's where I first heard it.
Oh, well, there you are. Yeah. You see, but it was a funny thing because we used to do it on the comedy circuit. This song, and then it became a hit single. And so it suddenly, you know, people were saying to me because I wrote it. You said, "Do you feel bad about the fact that, you know, people might be being picked on because of this?" And I kind of had to write a sort of blanket apology, but. The other week, I met this bloke who came up to me and said, you did that record, didn't you, Morris? And I was expecting him to say nice things. Yeah. And he said, you made my life hell at school. So I said, well, look, thank you. I've been wanting to apologise to somebody. You're going to get the blanket apology on behalf of everybody who did... Because the thing is, kids, you know... Kids are evil. Yeah, they can pick on others. I think other people thought it was quite funny, but I could say I was quite sorry for this guy, actually, because I benefited, you know, financially from his suffering.
And I noticed a blanket apology, but I don't suppose there was an exchange of money there.
No, I offered him a quid, and he thought that was a cheap shot.
But it is. I mean, one of the things, just one of the things you've done, because you've done all of the, you know, your books and stuff, and I know you from Radio 4, obviously.
Yeah,
but but you did took on the challenge comedy before challenge comedy was a thing. So you went around Ireland with a fridge. You did the tennis thing.
Yeah. I suppose it started. Was it a beginning of a genre?
I think you can claim that.
I mean, it was weird the way it happened. I mean, they both came out. The first two, Round Island with a Fridge and Playing the Maldivians at Tennis, they came out of genuine bets, genuine things that did happen in my life.
Yeah.
And I decided to follow them through. The first one, Round Island with a Fridge, with no real intention of writing a book, just to be, you know, just sort of...
For those that don't know, explain what that is.
Yeah, so first time I went to Ireland, I saw a bloke hitching with a fridge by the side of the road. And I said to the bloke that was driving me, you know, was that bloke hitching with a fridge? And he went, oh, yeah. Nothing more said about it, you know. And I thought, surely a man hitching with a fridge is a conversation point. Come on. But no, he just let it dry as if that's something you see all the time.
Yeah.
So I became a bit obsessed by this sort of bloke with the fridge. You know, what was he doing? And I kind of used to bring him up at dinner parties and things when I was in Ireland. And I said, Ireland is the one place in the world where you could hitch with a fridge. People would stop for you.
Yeah.
And my mate said, "That's ridiculous, what are you talking about?" And then I drank a lot of wine and made a £100 bet with him that I could and would hitchhike round Ireland with a fridge. So I decided to do it. You know, I rang my agent up and said, I'm going to take a month off and do something a bit silly. Radio 4 said to me, you might be able to make a programme about this, you know, so I don't know how or what, but take this recording equipment with you, which I took with me and sort of tried to use. But the hospitality in Ireland was such that I was too drunk to use this equipment nearly all the time. I was just pressing the wrong buttons. So I came back with very little that was usable as a programme.
Yeah.
But enough for me to remember what had happened, to occasionally quote people verbatim for what they'd said, and was able to write this book.
Yeah.
Which was, I suppose, as you say, a sort of do something wacky challenge.
Yeah, but it wasn't kind of the first thing, because then I guess like Dave Gorman started to do that kind of thing, and Danny Wallace, and you know, and so I think you did. I think you can claim that. I claim the genre, Tony.
I'll claim the genre for mine. The second one I do, which was to play and beat the entire Moldovan national football team at tennis, was as a result of watching England play Moldova with Arthur Smith at his flat. And him saying, you know, I bet you wouldn't be good enough. I was in my tennis kit I'd just played. And he said, I bet you wouldn't be good enough to beat all those footballers we're watching now. And I got into a genuine argument with him that footballers aren't particularly good at tennis.
Or football in this country.
Well, that's right. Somebody did say the entire Moldovan national tennis team could beat our footballers at football. Maybe that should happen. But anyway, I decided to take that one on, and I've got to put my hands up, be honest. I decided to go to Moldova to beat the entire Moldovan national football team at tennis, knowing that I was going to write a book about that. Because I don't...
There's no shame in that, Tony. That's fine. You can do that.
I wouldn't have gone otherwise. It's tough. That was tough. So the first one, Round Island with Fridge, great fun, because just the people there just thought it was hilarious. Ah, dear Fridge, what are you doing with the fridge? Come and have a pint now. But Moldova was just like, you know, I tell them what I was doing and they just thought I was odd and just keep away. You know, you're a dangerous man. Not that we really talk to people that much anyway.
But are they a friendly bunch, the Moldovans?
The Moldovans are basically, when you're in Moldova, you won't get them to be very friendly with you out and about, but when you get in their home, the hospitality is incredible. Right. So it's this sort of mix.
Breaking and entering.
That's right. So as long as you can break into their places and look like a family member, you're okay.
Yeah.
But I found it very difficult, but it made for a good contrast to a different book.
Yeah. I mean, it's one of those things, you know, because I say you've done so much, but in terms of where you go next with these things, I mean, have you kind of missing going, I should do a thing? I need to go next.
Yes, I'm feeling a bit like that now. And the trouble is, I mean, my publishers want me to do another book. The trouble is, I don't want it to be concocted in a way.
It's got to arise out of
it. I'd like that to happen.
Yeah.
But there is...
You can take anything from this interview.
Can I?
And use it wherever
you
like.
I could sort of go... Yeah,
I don't know what it would be. But.
I don't know. Talking into a microphone for an hour for as a bet is not really going
to really.
Do it.
No one's interested.
No. But I don't know. I would like something to happen, but I'm conscious that if it feels too... I don't know, that I'm doing it for cynical reasons of I want to get another book. It might come through on the page.
Yes,
I don't know.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Okay, all right. So in terms of your career, we were talking about, and you were sort of talking about Arthur Smith there, but in terms of, you almost invented what was called alternative comedy as well, because you've been around quite a while and doing stand-up, you know, way back when, you've been in Red Dwarf, you've been in all of those sort of...
Yeah, I mean, I would say that I don't think I was ever really a stand-up comedian. I came to that a bit later. So I was doing musical comedy with Maurice Minor and the Majors, all this kind of stuff, writing silly songs. And I used to do all the links for the group and talk. And that gave me the confidence to then think, oh, I can do this. I didn't have the confidence some people did, which was to come out and say, I'm prepared to talk to people for 20 minutes and make them laugh. Yeah. That would have terrified me, actually. I always knew if it was started to not go very well, I could play a song. I think Billy Connolly was similar.
Very, you know, Jasper Carrot was the same.
Yeah,
as well, I think.
Yeah, it gives you that little escape route. So I kind of got into... But I was doing the circuit, you know, the same time as... I think Ben Elton was kicking around and Paul Merton was just starting out. And we did a show in Edinburgh together in the mid-80s. Mark Steele, Jack D, all these people, Lee Evans. We'd all change in the same kitchen, you know, above a pub.
Yeah.
Get into our outfits and do that. And now they're playing stadium gigs. And I'm occasionally in the same kitchen.
Yeah, it's, I have a similar thing. When I did years and years ago, I did the 11 o'clock show. Do you remember?
Yeah.
And so Ian Lee, who does here in the evenings, did it. Then he left, and I did the last series. Because everyone, the 11 o'clock show, of course, Ricky Gervais, Sacha Baron Cohen,
you know,
and then you go, and they're all in Hollywood. And I know. I'm sitting quite near the Oxo Tower talking crap.
No!
That's basically what's happened.
But your life is so much more balanced than theirs.
I'm a better person.
Yes!
That's how I look at it.
Exactly, yeah.
So do you have, like, fond memories of that time? When, because comedy's such an industry now, isn't it? It's all the stadium stuff. It's all of this vast... You know, anyone can be a comedian. There seems to be so many people doing it.
Yeah.
But when you started out, it was kind of smaller...
What was quite funny about it, the circuit had just sort of started, of like, little venues above pubs, and the people were doing new stuff. But the thing... And so you had people that were good comedians, but you also had this extra element that doesn't exist now, is that in those days, to get an equity card to be an actor, one of the routes in was to get cabaret contracts.
Right.
So you'd get lots of acts of people who really wanted to be an actor and had no intention of really doing cabaret. Well, they'd form strange sort of singing groups or different bizarre acts.
Yeah.
Just to get their equity card. So the bills were full of this extraordinary variety. You know, there was a bloke who'd come on and just sort of slap someone else with wet fish. And just come on and the music would play and he'd just hit them with fish.
This is basically Britain's Got Talent, isn't it?
It was a bit like that, really. And that was kind of fun. And I suppose Channel 4 was just starting as a means of getting some television exposure, so nobody really expected to get on mainstream television. One or two people started to get picked up on television, and it suddenly became a possibility.
Yeah.
But I think it wasn't... It didn't have the ambition that's probably around it now. It was a bit more fun.
Yes, the cynical view of people just going, well... Because there's an obvious step now, because you can sort of watch it happening. You go, right, young comedian, you know, gets PR. Gets to be the next named thing, goes on the panel shows, does that. And there's a kind of way through. But as you say, it was more of a sort of free-for-all... And there was no direct path. It was just kind of happening.
Yeah, I think you did it because it was in your blood, if you like. You just wanted to get it out of your system, do this bizarre thing, in a way. So we wouldn't be... I don't think any of us... I can't remember many people who had a kind of game plan, you know. But the shows weren't there for them to be doing. They had to be created to meet the talent that was coming up, actually, in a way. The shows that were there, we were unsuitable for, really. And I don't know, it was a very interesting time. I do look back at it fondly, but I also look back at it sometimes with... I spent a long time comparing at Jonglers, this comedy club down in Battersea, and I'd be there every weekend. And I went back a few years back and just sort of wandered in, and as I heard the noise of the audience getting ready for the show, it sent shivers down my spine. Like, not, yes, I'd love it. It was like, oh, no, because you never quite knew what they were going to be like. They could turn against...
Yeah,
people. That was a particularly tough gig because there'd be tables full of about 12 people. They all knew each other, looking at each other and looking to the right up to the stage. And if a comedian wasn't going well, they'd just start talking, which you don't get when people are in rows of seats.
No, no.
You know, you need to be particularly bad if you can make two people who've never met each other.
I've seen it happen.
Yeah,
I've seen it happen.
That's right.
That's true, isn't it? Yeah. You're right. Comedy clubs have that... And everyone who's been to one knows that the arrangement is it's sort of set up to be in the comedian's way, isn't it? It's kind of gets you're sort of doing that thing where no, if you were all facing the stage and in that formal way, this would be much better.
Yeah.
So it's like a competition before you even start.
It is tough, and then you don't know who's coming on before you or after you. What nature of the room will be?
Yeah.
You know what mood they'll be in, how tired they are. I noticed that Fridays, Saturdays, very different. You know, Fridays they were more tired, they needed more obvious jokes. Saturday they were a bit fresher, you know, it was a bit more fun. For me, I liked it better. But it was just great experience, I suppose, and I managed to earn a living.
That's right, and look where it's led. Where Talk it's radio led. In the afternoon, just coming up
talking,
to the news.
Talking to a man who didn't get to Broadway and Hollywood.
That's exactly right.
Who's quite sad.
Tony, it's been an absolute pleasure.
Thanks very much for coming in.
Tony Hawk's there with us. Do you want to get your plug in again? I know you've got to say...
Yeah, I think Talk Mobile and basically don't upgrade your phone unless you have to is the gist of it, really.
Good advice. I haven't upgraded my career, so no. I think I'm with you. Tony, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you very much.
Talk Radio in the afternoon. Still to come, the big debate at 3 o'clock. There will be live music as we drag a busker in from the streets. The news in haikus and Con.
Hello.
Will be in a lift reading out the haters' texts and tweets as it travels downwards through the building. That is condescending. It's Talk Radio. It's coming up at 3 o'clock.
Talk Radio. Dial up some dialogue.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's the revved up motor show that's gassed, stoked and ready to go. Tomorrow afternoon from 3, join Andy J as he puts the pedal to the metal on the motor show that always takes the checkered flag. From junkyard jalopies to hot hatches and souped up supercars, it's the whole wide world of wheels in one perfect pit stop. The Motor Show, tomorrow afternoon from 3 on Talk Radio.
With Visa and Android Pay, just touch and pay anywhere that accepts contactless. Feel unstoppable with Visa and Android Pay.
Is now your baby's feeding time? Maybe it's your sorting through some bills time. Or, if you're enjoying some you time, it could be the perfect time to renew your tax credits. Your world isn't 9 to 5, so neither's ours. That's why you can renew your tax credits online, day or night. Don't miss out. Visit gov.uk/managetaxcredits now. We're ready when you are.
Good tradespeople deserve good clients. So join Rated People and gain access to over 75,000 homeowner job leads a month. That's one job posted every 35 seconds. With Rated People, you're in control of where and when you work. Whether you want to grow your reputation, fill gaps in your diary, or expand your business, sign up today and get your first month for just £5. We'll also give you £50 credit to spend on winning work. Text RATED to 66777 or visit ratedpeople.com. Price excludes 20% VAT.
Until 1856, the only way to keep food cold was by using an ice house. Fortunately, this was the year James Harrison, working for an Australian brewery and fed up with warm beer, invented the first practical fridge. Now that's smart. At Valent, we like thinking that really improves lives, which is why we've created new Green IQ smart heating. It combines our greenest technology with groundbreaking performance. Do something smart for yourself. Visit valenceiq.co.uk.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip. Talk Radio.
It is. Good afternoon. Hello. I am John Holmes. Here's Victoria. She's got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, No Charisma Gove makes Tory leadership pitch. The Somme Fallen are honoured 100 years on. And find out why Lindsay Lohan might be going to Northamptonshire.
Talk Radio.
Michael Gove says he'd end the free movement of people in the EU and introduce an Australian-style immigration system if he becomes our next Prime Minister. In his first speech since announcing he wanted to replace David Cameron as Conservative leader, the Justice Secretary admitted he lacks charisma, and he also addressed his well-publicised U-turn.
I have to say, I never thought I'd be in this position. I did not want it. Indeed, I did almost everything I could not to be a candidate for the leadership of this party. I was so very reluctant because I know my limitations.
Leave campaigner Boris Johnson's been heckled outside his home after announcing he wouldn't be standing for the Tory leadership. This is what he had to say when asked if he felt betrayed by Mr. Gove.
I cannot, unfortunately, get on with doing what I wanted to do. So it'll be up to somebody else now. I wish him every possible success.
Boris Johnson playing on some swings while he was doing that. What's he doing? He's in a playground. Interesting.
Maybe there were children playing nearby. They weren't the ones who heckled
him. That was my next question.
The Chancellor has admitted there'll be a budget deficit in 2020. George Osborne says the vote to leave the EU will cause a profound economic shock. That means a surplus is no longer possible. While the Shadow Chancellor says he expects there to be a Labour leadership contest in the next few days. But John McDonnell says he's confident his ally Jeremy Corbyn will be re-elected by the party's membership. Three detectives are facing misconduct proceedings over the handling of child abuse allegations against lost profit singer Ian Watkins. The rocker was jailed for 29 years in 2013 for 13 sex offences. The police watchdog has been investigating how the South Wales force responded to reports and intelligence dating back to 2008 before his arrest in 2012. Ceremonies have been taking place on both sides of the Channel to mark 100 years since the beginning of the Battle of the Somme. More than 19,000 British troops were killed on this day in 1916 in what was one of the bloodiest battles of World War I. Defence Secretary Michael Fallon is in Tiefval and says the troops' values have stood the test of time.
We came here to fight alongside the French who had been invaded. And we stand still alongside the French, alongside any of our allies, in defending our own way of life.
Three second-hand water cannon bought for the UK's largest police force are going to be sold without ever being used. Boris Johnson backed buying them for £200,000, but their use was blocked by the Home Secretary. And Lindsay Lohan says she'd be happy to turn on Kettering's Christmas lights after the town's MP invited her to make...
What?
Why are you saying what?
Oh, don't bring your talk of Lohan.
You don't like the Lohan stuff?
Well, I don't know what she is for.
She used to be for acting.
Did she?
Yeah.
What's she for now? Light switching on.
And live tweeting EU referendums.
Mm. Okay, carry on.
Shall I carry on with that story? Just not bother?
Yeah.
I'll start it again since you rudely interrupted. Mm-hmm. And Lindsay Lohan says she'd be happy to turn on Kettering's Christmas lights after the town's MP invited her to make up for what he called an offensive tweet. The actress asked where Kettering was while live tweeting about the EU referendum last week. She's now asked Philip Hollobone to get in touch about his offer.
Where is Kettering?
It's in Northamptonshire.
Well, I know that, but I'm just saying that in case he wants to ask me to do it. If I say, where is Kettering?
Mm. Maybe you should tweet about it.
I'm going to. Is that it? Oh, you got some weather or something?
Yeah, if I have to. Talk Radio National Weather. Sunny spells and blustery showers. Heavy thundery downpours are possible across northern areas of the UK. Highs of 20 degrees.
Victoria, I'd love to say it had been a pleasure. No, it hasn't. But I'd love to say it. I do, yeah.
I don't have to come back at 5:30 if you don't want me to.
No, go on.
I want
more Lohan news.
I'm not going to say it again.
All right. Who's got the sport? Is it Toby?
Yeah.
Toby's got the sport live. I'm just getting word. He's live in a busy restaurant kitchen.
Good afternoon, I'm Toby Gillis. It's the biggest game for Wales since 1958 tonight, and one of the players who featured back then has told us it's time we moved on to the spirit of 2016. Wales face Belgium for the right to play Portugal in the Euro 2016 semis tonight, live on Talk Sport. It's their second ever quarter final in their second ever major tournament, after a 1-0 loss to Pelé's Brazil in the World Cup 58 years ago. Cliff Jones played then, and he told us he can't wait.
The spirit of 58 is getting old now. We're all old and some of us not with us anymore. And it's time to move over for the spirit of 2016. And you and the boys, you can go and do that and go out there and do it for Wales.
Watford captain Troy Deeney has signed a new 5-year contract at the club. He'd been subject to bids of up to £25 million from Premier League champions Leicester. Meanwhile, a number of big transfers have now gone through. Crystal Palace have signed keeper Steve Mandanda and Newcastle winger Andros Townsend. Manchester City's new striker is Celta Vigo's Nolito. And at Wimbledon, fourth seed Stan Wawrinka is in a second-round battle with the Argentine Juan Martín Del Potro. A short time ago, it was one set all. Wawrinka 4-3 up, but it was on serve in the second set.
Yep.
That's your latest sports news, powered by TalkSport.
That was Toby there with the sport live from that busy restaurant kitchen. You are listening to Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
This is your life, this is your life. Day by day, that's standing 1 minute at a time.
Where do we begin?
John Holmes.
Welcome back, Mr. Holmes.
Talk Radio.
So, good afternoon. Yes, it is Talk Radio. Momentarily, the big debate. But before that, news of how you can win a box set before 4 o'clock of the last week in Parliament. Everybody, of course, is saying that it's very much like Game of Cards or that House of Thrones programme. So, the government, or what's left of it, have now released the last 7 days as a box set. It's also available for digital download. You can binge on the idiots that purport to be in charge of us all. From Brexit and David Cameron's resignation to the refusal to leave of Jeremy Corbyn and the murder of Boris Johnson from by the charismaless man Michael Gove of the House Gove. We've got Parliament Season 1 to give away. If you'd like it, this is what you have to do. Send your entry on the back of a sealed down postcard to House of Games Parliament Box Set Competition, Talk Radio, The Radio, London. I'm sorry, but we can't return any of your drawing. Talk Radio. Right, let's open up a big debate. So one of the in the wake of Brexit, one of the problems that nobody is addressing because it's one of those things that's been reported but not really picked up on by the mainstream press yet. Now this, of course, is that European legislation, as you know, allows people in Britain to have buttocks. But now the rules pertaining to buttocks could, well, in the wake of Brexit, be torn up, and this. Has angered some people, but it's also pleased some people because I've got a Randolph on the telephone now. He's called in to Talk Radio. Good afternoon, Randolph.
Yeah, morning, John. Afternoon, John.
Yeah. So you're very much against buttocks, aren't you? And so you're pleased with this, the fact that we could have them outlawed now.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's high time we had a change in the law relating to buttocks. Quite frankly, I just think they're disgusting, to be honest with you, John. I just so sick of, they're hairy, they're oleaginous, they're these weird shapes, they sit right above the most flatulent, foul-smelling parts of the body, and it's about time we got rid of them.
Yeah, I mean, not all of them are hairy, of course. I think you're generalising there. I mean, some are waxed.
Well, I mean, you show me a hairless pair of buttocks, and, you know, I'll, you know, back down, but frankly, John, until that point, I'm not happy to, you know, to even be contemplating buttocks in the public sphere.
All right, fine. Randolph's against buttocks. Listening to that on the telephone is Anthony, and he thinks we should keep buttocks. Am I right, Anthony? You hairless or hairy?
I'm pro buttocks. Don't listen, mate. You've had your go, yeah. Like, this is a new kind of debate, yeah? Don't give me all that and back chat when I haven't even started. Do you know what I'm saying?
Mate, you've got nothing to say. You've got nothing to say. This isn't an argument we should be having.
You not even start! Listen, right? You come on here... come on here going, oh, yes, or they can cover up the most disgusting part. Exactly! It's like beautification. What do you want? Some kind of just exposed soil pipe hanging out of the back of people? Is that what you want? Is that what you want to see? Is there something wrong with you, bruv?
I'll be happy with that. That'd be wonderful.
Yeah, you would be happy with that because you are wrong, man. You are ill.
You're wrong.
How will people work? It'll just be a hinge.
No buttock alternative could be more disgusting than the present situation. We need to do away with buttocks. They don't smell nice. They don't look nice.
Buttocks smell fine, bro. Just because you don't take care of your buttocks.
You're so wrong. You're talking out of your buttocks. That's what you're doing.
Yeah. How are you going to... Let me ask you a question, bro. How are you going to keep your trousers up? How are you going to keep your trousers up? You can wear braces. Are you going to be like Bobby Ball?
No. I'm going to use a belt and have it around my waist.
Do you know what? I come on here to have like a nice, reasonable, polite debate, and you're like,
gentlemen, let's just calm this down a little bit.
Yes,
because the buttocks are getting, it's getting heated. Now, let's just keep this civil, if we can, please. Now, we've heard Randolph's argument against buttocks, you know, and he says he would be happy with just a soil pipe hanging out. Anthony thinks the buttocks are a good thing. We've established that. But let's move the debate on slightly, right? What about, Randolph, if we it wasn't two buttocks, which I know is the offence. What if it was, we fused them together? So you got a flesh...
A mono buttock.
Yes, a flesh lump, if you like, sort of Michael Gove's face, but flesh lump. A flesh lump.
John, I like the idea. I like the vision to try and reduce buttocks to compromise. I like compromise in principle. But actually, you're missing the point. It is the principle of buttocks that needs to be done away with. Buttocks, they're a fundamental problem. They're destroying the cushion industry, for example, which was thriving before buttocks came in and very quickly did away with almost the entire business.
He's got a point there, Anthony, hasn't he? Because the cushion industry is in trouble and it is the fault of buttocks, isn't it?
No. The cushion industry is in trouble because, like, chairs are more comfortable now.
No, that's not true. The fact you're flying in the face of the facts there, Anthony. The cushion industry has collapsed as a direct result of the introduction of buttocks, and you know that to be true.
No, I do not know that to be true. Can I just say, I think we've had enough of these so-called buttock and cushion experts.
Look,
if
you're gonna,
can I just ask you one question, yeah? Would you be happier then if people are like overtaking coaches on the motorway and all you get is a flash of someone's soil pipe?
Yes, I'd be thrilled.
Out the back window, is that what you want?
I'd be absolutely thrilled.
Man. You're a sick man. What is wrong with you? Are you excited?
People on the motorway
We're talking over each other again, and that's fine. Let's carry on doing it. Everybody talk now.
Yes.
Well,
Well, when you say that,
just stop there because it sounds like Julia Hartley Brewer's show. What do we do with the buttocks? Do we take the fat out? Right, because if you go with this scenario, because they are trialling this in Sweden, they've taken the fat out of 100 people's buttocks, and they are using the cavity that creates as storage. So what it's doing, it's saving on people having to carry bags around because they're putting their belongings in the buttocks. That surely is a good thing. Isn't it a good thing, Anthony?
I think it would be a good thing as long as it was just being used to store lard.
Well, no, because that
you would be literally.
Yes. Well.
The
if you went shopping and bought.
Oh, have I won? Thank you very much.
No, you haven't won. There's too much lard in the world. There's not enough buttocks anyway. There'd be too much lard.
Why don't you just go to like soilpipehub.com and look at the thing that you want to look at? Because this is all about your nasty little bypass fetish.
Listen. Let's just stick on the topic. The topic is: should we remove the fat from buttocks like they've done in Sweden and use it as storage? Now you know that. I admit there are problems. Kim Kardashian, of course, when they took the fat out of her, that created enough a big storage space, and of course there was that dead spy they found in there, zipped up, and that's been a problem. But that's a teething problem with this, of course.
You need the fat in the buttocks to provide insulation and support for any regularly, rhythmically applied impacts coming down from above or behind.
That's completely false. Soil pipes can do that. They can provide that support.
You are like the last person I would like to have relations with.
Well, look, you look in Sweden and you tell me what they're doing, because I don't want relations with you either. I didn't ask to be put against you on this show. I didn't know it would be someone like you.
I didn't ask for someone to come and interrupt me when I had, like, two syllables out!
Yeah, but I knew, even at that
point. Oh, no, I don't think so, no.
People like you.
Oh, here we go. Yeah. That's nice. That is nice. Look, so no universal human rights. That's what it comes down to, isn't it? You're against human rights and buttocks.
You can have your human rights right up to the point where you start defending buttocks, which are fundamentally unnecessary, horrible.
Fundamentally, necessarily.
And then we must leave the debate. It's getting quite heated. Do sum up the debate for us in one word, Anthony.
New moon.
Two words. Randolph, close the debate for us. One word.
Badonkadonk.
And there. Must leave the debate. If you've got an opinion on the European legislation that allowed Britons, you and me, us, we, to have buttocks that could now be torn up in the wake of Brexit, meaning that we might no longer have them in this country, then do get in touch. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
It's 18 minutes past 3. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Is your chili con carne more like chili con carnage? Your fondue more of a fondant? And is your falafel always a total falafel? Then you really need to listen to The Recipe of the Day on Talk Radio with Encona. This Saturday morning from 8, join Penny Smith and her special guest, top chef Barry Vera. Every week, they'll be cooking and sampling a fresh and flavoursome new recipe that's guaranteed to give you kitchen kudos. The Recipe of the Day on Talk Radio in association with Encona. Banish the bland.
At Arnold Clark, it's about searching over 18,000 cars, whether first-time driver or 4x4s, whether you need space for a small football team or just a city runaround, whether for a school run or a Sunday drive, it's about finding the right car for you. Arnold Clark. It's about searching 18,000 cars. It's about you. Search arnoldclark.com.
The odd socks on the person sitting opposite. The beats leaking out of the headphones to your right. An elbow in your face.
Oh, excuse me. Sorry.
And a suitcase on your foot. Metro can't really do anything to stop this stuff happening. Not without breaking a few laws, that is. But what it can do is keep you sane until you stop. Pick up a Metro. Free every weekday morning.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
The latest traffic on the northbound M11 in Essex being caused by two separate accidents between junction 8 for Bishop Stortford and 9 for Saffron Walden. The A49 remains closed just south of Shrewsbury, and that means that there are long delays in the area, particularly affecting the A5. And the northbound M6 in Cheshire has a lane closed due to emergency repairs between junctions 18 and 19, and that's causing congestion back to junction 17. I'm David Moore.
The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway.
He's back
on Talk Radio. Listen up, comrades of the world. Unite.
Our glorious leader, George Galloway, returns to the UK airwaves with the mother of all talk shows.
The switchboard is lighting up.
Controversial conversation and cutting-edge current affairs comment with the notorious B-I-G-G. Listen, this guy's a nightmare. He's not a great guy, folks.
The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway. Tonight from 7 on Talk Radio.
I did not say that.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
A lot of reactions coming in for and against the argument for buttocks this afternoon, and should we keep them in the wake of Brexit? Cornelius, what's coming in?
Lots coming in, John. This is from @listener, who says, well, if you get rid of buts, what will ifs be paired with?
Yeah, that's a very good point.
And we've also had a statement come in that we are required to read out from a very highly regarded person in this field, a knight of the realm as well.
Yeah.
Sir Mix-a-Lot, he says he'd like to remind everyone on his position on this. He very much is a fan of big butts, and to hear otherwise would be a lie.
Right, thank you, Sir Mix-a-Lot, for getting in touch. And John, I went for a walk in a field once, and I stooped to pick a buttercup. Quite what someone had left a buttock lying around for, I don't know. And that's coming from Stephen Fry joke from some years ago. It's 22 minutes past 3 o'clock. And, you know, I don't know if you've ever been outside, but you may have noticed that there are these modern things called streets that they have. And often, you may have even walked down one. I don't know. I mean, I literally don't know you. But if you have ever walked down a street, it's possible you've noticed that there are some people both in it and on it. Usually men, women, sometimes children as well. But what we do on the programme on a daily basis is go out to those streets that I was just talking about then and speak to the people that are on or in them about what they think. We like to find out what the people think. That's why we go out onto the streets. That's what we go out on the streets for. Today is no exception. We've been out onto the streets to find out what the people think. Do they think mangoes or forklifts?
Forklifts.
Mangoes.
Mangoes.
Forklifts.
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 Mangoes.
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 Forklifts.
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 Mangoes.
Mangoes.
Forklifts.
Forklifts.
Mangoes.
Mangoes. Forklifts.
Mangoes.
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 Forklifts.
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 Mangoes.
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 Forklifts.
Mangoes.
Forklifts.
Forklifts.
Mangoes.
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 Forklifts.
Forklifts. Forklifts.
Forklifts.
Mangoes.
Mangoes.
Forklifts. Mangoes.
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 Forklifts.
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 Mangoes.
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 Forklifts.
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 Mangoes.
That was out on the streets finding out what the people think. But what do you think? Do you think mangoes? Or do you think forklifts? Get in. You're like us.
Yeah.
Get in touch to let us know what you think. Do you think mangoes? Or forklifts? 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk radio on Twitter.
Start your message with mangoes or forklifts.
Cornelius has left the studio, leaving Cass. What's wrong with her? Leaving Cass in here because Cornelius has gone to the lift because the hater's going to hate.
My hater's going to hate, 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 hate.
And the haters do hate. Of course they do. They send us hateful texts and tweets almost every second of every day we're on air. And some of them attack the radio station. Some of them attack me personally. But do we ignore them? Oh, hell no. No, we give them to paid intern Cornelius, or Con for short, who takes them to the lift here in the building at Talk Radio and reads them out loud. He reads them out as the lift travels downwards through the building. It's a feature we call condescending. So he should be, hopefully he can hear me, in the lift now. Can you hear me? Hello, Cornelius.
Hello, John.
Hi
as
there.
You know, it's been quite a week for the Talk Radio lift, and I got it up here just now, and it was very clicky.
Right.
So I'm going to get back in it, but we'll see how this goes. Right.
Clicky.
This is what's on the radio.
The radio plays in the lift. Is that...
Yes, right. Yeah. Let's go. Okay, so at Jet Wolfie, Jet underscore Wolfie, that is, says, Car Crash Radio, do you realise you are live? He also says, who is this count on the radio? Sounds like a sore loser to me with his laughing idiots behind him. This was a text we got in. I believe that this show is just a series of bad decisions, with the most important one being the fact they let it on air. What is it with this country and bad decisions? Great to see Talk Radio doing their bit for the environment by encouraging people to turn off their radios each afternoon when that John Holmes comes on. Ah, 1 till 4 p.m, or as I like to call them, the LBC hours. Thank you, Jenny, for that. Yep. You know that song by... Sorry, you know that song by Coldplay that has the line, when you try your best but you don't succeed? Is that about the John Holmes show on Talk Radio? This came in during this feature a couple weeks back from Danny. He says, I hope that lift chain breaks and it goes crashing down to the ground with that giggling idiot in it. Thank you, Danny.
Good boy, Danny.
You know how only legends are dying in 2016? You lot must feel pretty safe. This came in at the start of the show. Well, after yesterday's news, you lot must be bricking it. Thank you. And finally, a tweet from Gavin who says, I hate you so much. When I heard about the news about the ozone hole, I wished it was your show that was slowly going away rather than that. Back to you, John.
Thanks, Cornelius. The haters gonna hate. So if you hate the show, or me, or Cornelius, or Cass, or whoever, then do, of course, let us know. And you can do that on Twitter. That's the home of the trolling, at Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you like.
But, you know, some hate. Or you can text your hate, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Now, coming up before the end of this programme, in around half an hour, being a Friday, we'll bring you some live music. We will also bring you some request Friday. So just ahead of the news, let's take another one of those, shall we? Let's take another one of the news's speeches that's come in. Some request Friday works very much like this, in case you were wondering. It's like Radio 2's All Request Friday, but where they, you know, play music, because they're a music station, we take your requests for speeches and talks that you might want to hear again. Maybe it's your birthday. You'd like to celebrate with a TED Talk that you know all the words to. Like an earworm. You get them in, it's an earworm, isn't it? And or maybe you're in your car and you're going away for the weekend and you've got the windows down and it's sunny where you are and you're thinking, I want to hear a good old talk to get me up for the weekend. Well, this is where you can hear it. 87222.
It's on
Twitter.
Yeah.
Good afternoon, John. Hi there. Who's this from here? Paula. Good afternoon, John. I have had the absolute best week of my life. Last Friday, I and my husband, we had our very first baby. Oh, as you can imagine, to mark the occasion, we've called it Brexit. Please, could you play the speech that me and my wife, or husband, or both, were listening to when little Brexit was conceived? We were listening to Diane Kelly's TED Talk, What We Didn't Know About the Male Anatomy. So especially for you, Paula, and your husband, and little tiny Brexit, little baby Brexit. Here it is on Some Request Friday. Diane Kelly's TED Talk, What We Didn't Know About the Male Anatomy.
And then they end with the phrase, is this true? And most of the time, I'm glad to say that I can answer them. But sometimes I have to say, I'm really sorry, but I don't know because I'm not that kind of a doctor. That is, I'm not a clinician. I'm a comparative biologist who studies anatomy. And my job is to look at lots of different species of animals and try to figure out how their tissues and organs work when everything's going right, rather than trying to figure out how to fix things when they go wrong, like so many of you. And what I do is I look for similarities and differences in the solutions that they've evolved for fundamental biological problems. So today I'm here to argue that this is not just, well, or not at all, an esoteric ivory tower activity that we find in our universities, but that broad study across species, tissue types, and organ systems can produce insights that have direct implications for human health.
And there it is, Diane Kelly's TED Talk, What We Didn't Know About the Male Anatomy. Playing that, especially for Paula and her husband. They've had a baby a week ago today, little Brexit there, and that was especially for them because that was the speech they were listening to when little Brexit was conceived. If you've got a speech or a talk you'd like to hear on the radio for Some Request Friday on a talk radio station, do get in touch, 87222. Start your message with the word talk. Or at Talk Radio on Twitter. Start your message with any word you like. And Victoria's here with the news. Look, hi.
Talk Radio.
Hi, Victoria.
Hi, John. In the last few minutes, a man who groomed and held captive a teenage girl before she was raped and murdered has been jailed for 12 years. 28-year-old Luke Harlow has been sentenced for his role in Kaylee Hayward's death in November last year. His neighbour, 29-year-old Stephen Biedman, is facing life in prison. Michael Gove has admitted he lacks charisma, but insists he is the right person to be the next Prime Minister. He's promised to spend more money on the NHS if he's elected and argues the next Tory leader should be in favour of leaving the EU. The Justice Secretary says he'll also make big changes to immigration policy in the wake of the referendum result.
The promise to take back control of our borders. I will end free movement, introduce an Australian-style points-based system for immigration, and bring numbers down.
Theresa May, Andrea Leadsom, Stephen Crabbe and Liam Fox are also in the running. The Chancellor says the UK will no longer hit a surplus in public finances by 2020. George Osborne made the admission in a speech in Manchester. He says it's because the vote to leave the EU will cause a significant shock to the economy. John McDonnell has urged the Labour Party to calm down and settle its differences through a democratic process. The Shadow Chancellor has acknowledged Jeremy Corbyn set to face a leadership challenge in the next few days. Senior Royal while some politicians have led tributes to the hundreds of thousands of men killed in the Battle of the Somme. The offensive started in northern France 100 years ago today. And more than £12.5 billion was lost on gambling in the UK last year. That's up a third on figures from 2010. People parted with around £4 billion online. The weather, some showers continuing in western parts, mainly dry elsewhere overnight with lows of 9 degrees. Tomorrow there'll be a mix of sunny spells and showers for most. They'll be heavy at times, especially in the north. There's more in half an hour.
Thanks, Victoria. I mean, I will admit I thought you were going to lead with the Michael Gove thing, but whatever. It's 3:33. There is live music. Live music, Victoria!
It happens every week.
Okay. On a Friday, as we drag a busker in from the streets, mostly against their will. I have to be honest with you, because you know they could be out there earning. But no, we bring them in here and make them play live for us on the radio on the false promise of coin. And that is coming up, as well as the news in haikus. And, of course, some request Friday. If you've got a speech you'd like to hear, then do get in touch. It's just coming up to a time.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith.
On Talk Radio.
I'm Penny Smith. Join me tomorrow morning from 8 on Talk Radio for the perfect weekend breakfast. I'm going to be reviewing the papers, taking a look at all the best new film, book and theatre releases, and I'm going to be chatting to a whole host of celebrity guests live in the studio.
Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith. Tomorrow morning from 8.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So good afternoon then, it is Talk Radio. Hello, I am John Holmes. It's a Friday and we know what that means. It's Friday, we know what that means.
Yeah. No work tomorrow.
No. It means it's live music Friday.
Yeah.
Regular listeners will know that on a Friday, which Victoria knew just then, even though she never listens to this. But anyway, we have live music in the studio because we go out onto the streets of London. Let me take you by the hand and lead you through the streets of London. It's not as easy as it looks, is it? And we bring in a busker off of the streets, and we've done it today. Hannah, isn't it?
It's Hannah, yeah.
Hi, Hannah.
Nice to meet you.
And you? How are you?
Yeah, not bad.
Good. Where did we drag you from? Where were you performing?
Waterloo.
Yeah. Just around the corner from here. Okay. just as a rough guide, how much money have you now lost by coming here instead of actually working out there?
Oh, I don't know, maybe £20-30. I don't know, I'm rough to match.
Actually lost a £20-30. That's, you're obviously good at busking, though, because that's not bad. £20-30 for half an hour, I'd say. So, well, welcome along. This is Talk Radio, of course. How long have you been doing this?
Oh, gosh. About a year, I'd say, busking, yeah. But I've been performing since I was 13, so...
Right.
Yeah.
Well, as I don't know how old you are now, that gives me no inclination as to how long you've been doing it. How long have you... When were you 13?
Gosh. Well, I'm 25 now.
Okay,
so.
You are rubbish at maths, so you didn't warn me. So that's fine. All right. So when you started doing it and all the performing, where were you doing it before the street stuff?
Oh, gosh. I'm originally from Weston-super-Mare. Oh, right. So I was playing back at home and open mic nights around school and stuff, and then came up here a couple of years ago and, busking and doing open mic nights. And I got a festival this weekend as well.
Oh, what festival are you doing?
Come Away with the Fairies, it's called, in Enfield.
Come Away with the Fairies.
It's a bit of a mouthful, but
yes.
Yeah.
It's a sort of ethereal Glastonbury. Well, look, we'll talk some more, but obviously you're here to play. That's the point. So what are we going to be hearing?
I'll do my original song first.
Great, because then you can do a cover version or something. Yeah. Fine. So what's this one called?
This one is called Kryptonite.
Kryptonite.
It's got the harmonica.
Oh, look at this. You're our first harmonica.
Oh, gosh, OK. No pressure.
No, it's fine. Yeah. Good. All right, excellent. OK. I'll just talk through the bit. See what wires herself to the harmonica. There it is.
OK. shine so bright. The lens focuses beauty to the eye. Floating like an asteroid, my heart did deploy. You are my kryptonite,
Live music in the studio on Talk Radio. That's Hannah. I presume she's got a surname, but I haven't asked her it yet.
Oh, it's Hannah and Music.
Hannah and Music.
Without the H on the end of Hannah.
Right, okay, that's specific, yes.
Yeah.
Good. That's where we'd find you.
Yeah, on Facebook,
yes.
Instagram, YouTube.
All of the modern things.
Yeah.
All right, splendid. Well, stay with us because we're going to take some more of that, of course, as we bring you live music on a Friday afternoon by quite literally dragging a busker in off the streets. That's what we do. You're listening to Talk Radio? I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Calling all plumbers in Bath, hairdressers in Barnet and personal trainers in Slack Bottom. Take your career up a gear with Just the Job on Talk Radio in association with adview.co.uk. Listen to the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast every Monday morning from 6 and get expert advice on the UK job market from the adview.co.uk jobs guru. Plus, learn top tips for setting up bespoke vacancy alerts so you'll never miss out on your dream role again. Just the Job on Talk Radio with adview.co.uk. Thousands of jobs in your area.
This summer, it's the biggest Euros ever, and every goal means something with Betfair. Now get treble the odds on goal scorer bets if they score two or more goals in any knockout game. So, if they score two, you win treble. There's more to play for with Betfair. Tap, tap, boom.
Available on first, last and any time goal scorer markets, penalty shootouts excluded. Maximum stake £10, standard odds, winnings paid in cash, enhanced price winnings paid in free bets stakes not returned, full terms at betfair.com, visit gambleaware.co.uk.
Van Buster now on. 600 by 1000 mil Qdox double panel radiator, just £35. Excludes VAT at 20%. Trade only.
Remember, every time you lie, you'll receive a mild electric shock. So, if you had £139, what could you spend it on?
Well, a Sitch and Bilingo Enterprise van is only £139 a month.
Sir, I remind you, no lies.
It is, with aircon, DAB digital radio and Bluetooth until the end of July.
Are you okay?
Yeah. No.
Citroën.
TNC supply, advance rental required, finance lease business users only, on vehicles delivered by 31st of October 2016, subject to status, guarantees may be required, over 18s only, PSA Finance UK trading as Citroën Contract Motoring, excludes VAT at 20%.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
The delays to traffic on the northbound M11 in Essex being caused by two separate accidents between junction 8 for Bishop Stortford and 9 for Saffron Walden. The A49 remains closed just south of Shrewsbury, and that means that there are long delays in the area, particularly affecting the A5. And the northbound M6 in Cheshire has a lane closed due to emergency repairs between junctions 18 and 19, and that's causing congestion back to junction 17. I'm David Moore.
She knows where Ed Sheeran keeps his secret collection of alarming Victorian taxidermy. She sneaked into Lady Gaga's dressing room disguised as a boiled ham. And she once smuggled Justin Bieber's pet monkey through Ibiza Airport dressed as a nun.
She's Anna Williamson, and she'll be sharing her shocking celebrity stories every Saturday night from 9 on Talk Radio. Get an access all areas backstage pass to the A-list with Anna Williamson's Showbiz Confidential. Adult only late night entertainment.
Showbiz Confidential with Anna Williamson. Tomorrow night from 9 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon, it's Friday. And just before we hear more from Hannah, who is our busker this afternoon, of course, as you know, the news is ever changing at the moment. Michael Gove has said he has no charisma, and he said that through his face that he's got, that's just a bit weird, isn't it? A bit weird looking, Michael Gove's face. It's sort of looks like his skin is in a constant battle as to whether or not to remain or leave his skull. It's a weird... It's like it's just sort of sliding around as he's talking. It's like looking at one of those magic eye pictures. You can't quite make out what's going on in Michael Gove's face. But what I'm saying is the news is quite complicated, isn't it?
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
Well, allow us to help, Cornelius, because this is the programme where we do explain the news, because we know it's complicated. And when you take, if you take the news and you break it down to its constituent part, and just strip all the bits of news away, and you just whittle it right down to just what the news consists of. And if you do that, you'll know that you end up with Japanese poetry. So this is five syllables, seven syllables, and five syllables again. It's the news in haikus.
Vodafone leave you. K post Brexit thought they were already offshore.
The news in haikus. We bring you live music on a Friday. If you've just joined us, because you've just tuned in to listen to, at 4 o'clock, Yasmin, Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan. She will be along shortly. But before that, we bring you live music. Hannah is our busker this week. She has literally been dragged in off the streets round Waterloo, where we found her. She's losing up about 20 or 30 quid by being here. She's played as a tune of her own, which is called Kryptonite. Right?
Kryptonite, yeah.
And what are you going to play next?
Time of Your Life by Green Day.
Oh,
now you're talking.
Good riddance.
Yeah, now you're talking. Right, okay. So if you... Let me just move your mouth closer to that microphone. But other than that, we're good to go. Here we go then, live music. It's Hannah, and she's got Green Day.
Another turning point, a fork stuck in the road. Time grabs you by the wrist, directs you where to go. So make the best of this task and don't ask why. It's not a question but a lesson learned in time. It's something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life. So take the photographs and still frames in your mind. Hang it on a shelf in good health and good time. Tattoos and time of your life.
Yeah!
Come on! Splendid stuff. That's Hannah, who we did drag in off the streets. So you said you've been doing this for a couple of years in London.
Yeah.
And so what made you do the coming to London thing? What led you here from Western Supermare?
Oh, gosh. Well, I've always been into music, so yeah. I just loved London.
and just wanted to get just...
Yeah, and how easy is it, though? To, I mean, if someone listening to this thinks, well, I want to, you know, I want to just take the music to London and do it, play it on the street. How easy is it to get... It's not just a matter of turning up, presumably. You've got to get a licence. I mean, how does it...
Yeah, because I was in a busking competition last summer.
Oh, right.
The gigs, it's called Gigs, Busk in London, to do with the Mayor of London.
Yes.
And from that, I got a licence from that. So, yeah, that means I can go anywhere around the underground and network rail.
Oh, okay.
So, and I'm in that again this summer, this competition.
Right. So. Are you allowed to enter that twice?
Yeah, that's fine.
You literally are.
Yeah, it's up to the age of 25, so I'm kind of on the end of the...
Right.
Yeah.
You can help us, actually, speaking of the Mayor of London.
Okay. And
because what we're trying to do, now Boris has gone, right? You know, Boris Bikes.
Yeah, Boris.
Right, so Boris Bikes, that's over. We can't call them that anymore. So we, with the new Mayor, of course... Sadiq Khan. What did we want to call him yesterday?
Sadiqals.
Sadiqals.
Right? Hashtag Sadiqals.
Yeah, so we're trying to get Boris Bikes changed to Sadiqals, which seems like a much better idea. So if you can help us with that, just write the hashtag on your guitar. Just get the
maybe
message
write
out
a song. Yeah. Maybe write a song called Sadiqals.
Yeah.
Sadiqals.
Yeah.
Why not?
That'd be great. Sort of sing it out on the streets.
Yeah. Like Wagner's Ring Sadiqal that he did.
Mm.
Yeah. So, you know, it's musical, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Thank you, Hannah, though, for coming in. And we'll remind us where we'll find you online if we wish to.
Yeah, so it's Hannah and Music, without the H on the end of Hannah.
Yes.
And that's on Facebook, SoundCloud, Instagram, Twitter and YouTube.
I like that you've written that down for yourself.
Just to remind myself,
typed that in big letters, as though just to remember the modern thing.
I like the idea that someone's only on one of them, and if you hadn't read it out, you were going, oh, well, I can't find them then.
Yeah. I mean, where would she be?
Yeah. Also,
go on.
I'm playing at the Islington on Sunday, the Islington pub.
Yes.
It's at 1 Tollpuddle Road.
Yes.
So it'd be
in
great.
Islington?
In Islington. Yeah, so it'd be great to get some people down. Yeah.
All of that. Yeah. All of the people that listen to this show are in here now. So we'll come.
Yeah.
Hannah, thank you so much.
Thanks very much.
More live music next week, of course, as we drag a bus screen off the street. We need to traditionally.
Oh,
hang on. 1 minute. Just.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
So, I mean, that's technically 27 pence. Yeah. So, you know, it was well worth
it. I'll put it in my piggy bank.
You please do. It was well worth it. Right, it's some... Stop throwing money at us. It's some request Friday, of course. That means you can choose to have a request of a speech or a talk. That's how some request Friday works. We're not allowed to call it all request Friday. Radio 2 kind of have the monopoly... And it turns out the lawyers to stop us doing that. So, and we're not a music station, so we can't play a request that way. But we can do talks and speeches. And so, a lot coming in, if it means a lot to you. Hi, John. Two very proud parents getting in touch with you today. Our daughter, Jennifer, graduated from the University of Greenwich with a third class degree in waste management. Please, could you play for her? Her favourite speech, Princess Margaret speaking at Royal Prize Day, and tell Jennifer how proud of her we are. Have a great weekend. So especially for Jennifer, who's got a third class degree in waste management from the University of Greenwich, from your parents. Here it is, Princess Margaret speaking at Royal Prize Day.
I'm glad to have the opportunity of speaking to the nurses who are receiving their certificates today. Theirs must surely be one of the noblest callings a woman can follow. Arising as it does, her deepest instincts for the care and protection of the sick. The work you are doing in this hospital is perhaps the finest tribute which could be paid to those gallant Canadians in whose memory it stands. The traditions of the Canadian Memorial Hospital will reflect their sacrifice and the generosity of the Canadian people, no less than the skill and devotion of the doctors and nurses who serve in it.
There it is. That's Princess Margaret there, speaking at Royal Prize Day. We play that especially for Jennifer, who her parents wrote in wanting to hear that. That's her favourite Princess Margaret speech. And it is a classic, another anthem for a Friday. There, what a great talk. And that was for Jennifer, who has graduated from the University of Greenwich with a third class degree in waste management. Well done. Congratulations, Jennifer. That's almost it from us for another week and another day on the radio here at Rupert FM. Yasmin.
Rupert the Bear, is that?
If you like. Rupert, you're Yasmin. Yasmin, Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan is here on a Friday, of course. Hi.
Hi.
Hi there.
How are you?
Good, you?
It's been a while.
Great. hashtag Bants.
Hashtag lovely t-shirt.
Thanks very much.
Don't care what the rest of them say.
No one likes this t-shirt. But you do.
I do, and that's all that counts.
Would you like to describe it for the ladies and the gentlemen?
It is black, yes. With grey and white flowers on it.
Correct.
Yes. As someone described it earlier, it's very Soho from the 70s.
Yes.
That's all I'm going to say.
Fine. What's coming up on your programme? Does it have any charisma in it?
Oh!
Wait!
Hang on!
Unlike Michael Gove.
Okay. There you saved it. Michael Gove, someone in the offices has just ruined Pob for me, the old Channel 4 children's puppet thing.
Yes.
And saying that Pob and Gove look alike.
Well, I've got a very strange relationship with Michael Gove's face.
I thought you were going to say Pob then.
On that, yes. But he looks wrong, doesn't he?
Does.
I mean, I've always thought this, and now he's got, you know.
Have you seen the clapping gif?
Yes.
That's wrong.
He's just wrong. And I said this earlier on. His skin looks like can't decide whether to remain on his face or leave it. It's like it's just trying to get away from him.
It's almost like a human equivalent of a cut and shut.
Yes, it is. It's like, yeah, it's just been two wrong things have been
it's
put together.
Bizarre. Anyway, but yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, talking about him.
A little bit, yeah. Because apparently there's been some news this
apparently
week.
There has,
some
yeah.
more news.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, there is other news.
I find that very hard to believe.
To talk about.
Yes.
So we are going to be talking about the stuff, all yes. the political stuff, but we're also going to be talking about the racism thing. And I particularly want to know about the whole safety pin campaign in light of the increased number of incidences of racism. It's great for people to show solidarity. But for my money, having seen some of the horrendous incidents in the videos, wouldn't it be better if we stepped in?
You know,
that seems a better thing to do. And I'd like to think if I was on a bus and I saw someone doing, you know, shouting racist abuse, I'd like to think I would step in. I'd like to think I would.
Yeah, but you can't tell until that situation
exactly.
arises, of course.
But
if anyone was going to wade in, I'd assume it would be you anyway.
It would be, you know. With Wrath of Khan.
Yes.
So we're going to be talking about that. Also, I'm going to go from that straight to my living legend to tell you that it's going to be Paul Young.
Paul Young.
Come on.
Paul Young.
Off of
the common people.
And off of the wherever he's laid his hat.
Yes.
Also,
he's on the rung on the ladder.
Yeah. We've got Paul Young. We've got live music in the final hour of the show. Kelvin Jones.
Yeah, copying us.
Not a busker.
All right.
Not a busker. It's different.
All right.
Different. Kelvin Jones is coming in to play acoustically.
Yeah.
And also, we're going to be talking about, do you listen to Serial, the podcast?
I have. Not season two, though. I've heard season one.
Me too.
Yeah.
Well, Adnan Syed, who is the subject of that
yes.
podcast, has been given a retrial. So we're going to be talking about that.
Mm.
In it, though.
Good. Nice. Yasmin, we'll be with you from 4 o'clock. We'll be back, possibly, on Monday, 1 till 4. You're listening to Talk Radio.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lift.